Jump around cause you're feeling happy and wave your hand up in the party and want even know some house money ready and put the microphone in and we're feeling sexy and what if I girls you know them love mousy and shot me shot cause you know me.
But that's what a lot of them do. A lot of them just start off with a conversation. Like I only started to get, like I wasn't even really even a big podcast guy, but I was starting to get into like, I guess
Joe Rogan. That's what they do. Yeah. They always start with a conversation. Some podcasts as well do the same to you, you know what I mean? So you know what, I don't want to do the fucking intro because I'm sure you're intro, so...
Yeah, or the big YouTube. Welcome back, guys, and today.
That is cringe.
Oh, I'm not gonna hate it, man.
Oh, man, I just want to fucking kill myself when we fucking watch them. Do you know what I mean? I'll chop my ears off.
There's just some YouTube stuff I just can't fucking watch. Like, it's just... Like, YouTube's such a cesspool, man. Like, they do stuff like that where you're like, how do people enjoy that? And then it has, like, 15 million views. And you're just like, how? It's because they're little kids, man. I'm telling you.
Loads of kids, yeah. Especially with the soy men. They fucking put up shit videos. Don't get me wrong. I love the soy men. But they're not the same as they were back in the days. They get millions of
views. I don't watch them like that anymore. Because they're too long. They're like Netflix series. Like a Netflix episode. They're all like,
no, like half an hour videos.
They're more than half an hour now. They're about an hour long. Like half an hour is like a short video for them now.
Yeah.
But I'd say they are swimming in cash. Hour long videos. Bad.
Look, fair play to them, do you know what I mean? And you know what they're doing longer videos? Monetization.
Exactly.
The longer the video is, the more money you make off it.
Yeah, exactly, man, you know?
That's literally what it is.
Like, if I had their big fucking audience they have, I'd be making hour-long videos, like, you know? And the amount of... they have, like, 17 different cameramen and all. And, like, I'd say they could make a farting compilation and still get, like, 15 mil no butter, like, you know?
Yeah, it's just mad, isn't it?
Yeah, but to be fair, they've been doing it for years.
Yeah, they've been doing it a long time. Before you grew a beard, before I had
hair.
Before I had hair on me balls.
Literally. Like, I literally full on... Well, maybe not the Sidemen now, but, like, I full on grew up on, like, KSI, like...
Yeah, like, Elstra, he was tops back in the day.
Yeah, like, he was top tier back in the day. Like, he's obviously a bit too mainstream now, so he can't be as funny, like, and stuff.
Yeah.
But back in the day, he was... The
shit know. That he would say.
Yeah, like you don't get away. You don't, especially with YouTube.
You can't get away with it. Remember, he used to make that face, the rape face.
Oh yeah. Like that was. I think about it. Like that fella was literally like about my age at like 20 doing the rape face, like
whacking
that.
Yeah,
like whacking that up on the internet and all. Yeah. You know, like I don't know how that fella got away with that shit. You know.
Yeah. And especially now, I think people are starting to call him over that, like, shit he's done in the past. He wasn't even 20, he was fucking, like, 15 when he was doing it.
Yeah,
YouTube. Like, he was a kid, and people... You see loads of footballers now, they get fucking cancelled and shit like that.
Yeah.
They get fined by the FA just because of tweets they made now, like, 14.
I hate some of that shit, though, you know?
Yeah, literally. Like, it's
like, even, like, fucking... Let's say, like, when I get bigger in the future or whatever. Yeah. Like, well, to be fair, I was never on Twitter, so, like, they're not going to fucking find some magic. But, like, I'd say on Facebook, especially back in the day, like I'd probably have an old Facebook account with something mad on it, like because even well, like fucking no one even knows this, like but I used to be making videos like as a kid and stuff, but like you'd never find them, like but like they're literally the worst of the worst shit. Like I'd if someone finds them, I wouldn't be surprised if someone like cancels me for something I said back in one of those videos, you know.
Yeah.
But it just. Don't know, like that shit would just piss me off, like, you know.
Yeah, you know what annoys me as well, like these people do it on purpose, like they genuinely want to destroy your life and your career.
People find it funny, like people fall, like coming from a graceful like KSI big top tier guy falling all the way down to like irrelevancy or whatever, you know. So like people find that like some sort of amusement or whatever, you know. People enjoy people's falling.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was Joe Rogan or something. Someone was saying this. Like, it's easier to get people to hate you than to like you. It was like, do you watch the UFC and stuff?
Yeah, I know.
You know Colby Covington? Like, his whole thing is people hate them. And he even says himself, like it's hard to get people to like you, but it's easy to get people to hate you.
Yeah.
You know?
You see Colby, right? He nearly got cut by the UFC. He was on a good winning streak because he's nice and all. He didn't have a personality. So he had to play a hero role and fucking start talking shit to people. That's why he stayed at the UFC.
Literally.
He had to be a fucking bellend.
But to be fair, like a lot of people who do fight and they don't understand, it's also entertainment at the end of the day. It's not good enough if you're just sick, you know?
Man's calling me, I think.
Sorry about that, was me brother. Literally, I didn't even hear the doorbell, man.
I thought I heard it, but I thought it was the neighbours or something.
I didn't hear it at all. I literally didn't hear it.
I heard it very faintly, but I wasn't 100% sure on it.
Yeah, I didn't hear that at all. Then I hear me back, I was like, what's my calling me for? Like, she never calls me when I'm doing the podcast, or she knows I'm doing the podcast, she lets me do it.
Yeah.
She goes like, oh, at least she thought it was amazing, like something really bad happened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know that feeling. Like, something bad must have happened, and I felt this sink.
Like when you grab your pocket and the phone's not there.
Worse. It's like, I honestly thought like someone, like a family member died or something.
Oh, that shit, bad. Man, yeah. Jeez, imagine.
That bad. I was like, oh, shit, don't tell me something bad has happened.
Oh, fuck that, yeah. Jesus Christ.
And then when my mom told me to open the door, I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, I do that same shit. I always think of the worst scenarios fucking imaginable. Yeah. Especially like if I'm doing one of my videos or something, like I will think of every single possible bad thing that could fucking happen before we do it. Like if I go into, I don't know, like a shop or something, and I'm pretending to work there or something, I'd be like, all right, this guy's either going to punch me, stab me, I'm either going to get arrested. Like, these are all the shit that's going through my head just before I do it, like, you know? So, like, I always just think of the worst possible fucking thing that could happen, like, you know?
Yeah.
For anything, like.
But how do you still keep going and do them things, them prank videos and all? Even when you know, like, this could happen. Would that scare you? And you say, nah, I can't do it.
Not really, like, because to be fair, you'd never really get in... You'd never get, like, you wouldn't go to jail, like, you know. Yeah. You might go to, like, the worst I've ever gotten in trouble was the Dundrum one, where, like, I don't know if you've even seen it, like, it was a security guard one. I pretend to be security,
okay.
And basically, I went up to this, she wasn't an old lady, but she was like, someone's mad. Like, I went up to her and she was where her door, and I basically just went, like, got like this, I know what you're up to. She was like, what? I was like, you better not be stealing today and stuff. And then, like, she lost her mind. Like, the security of Dundrum came and all this shit. And then the guards got involved. They took me phone, jacket, my little walkie-talkie thing. To be fair, well, I'm going to say allegedly this happened, because I'm not trying to get arrested, because this is actually illegal. But allegedly this happened. There's a fictional story, by the way. But I went, this fictional me went to the Garda station the next day, and I had a microphone on. So I, like, recorded the conversation.
Yeah.
Allegedly I did. And so, like, I could get him saying, yeah, you're banned from Dundrum for life, like, you know. But that was a legend. That was a fictional story right there. But
how many places are you banned from forever?
Forever? Only actually Dundrum. A lot of them just say, you're not allowed to come back here or whatever the fuck. But, like, even Dundrum, I'm not 100% barred from a thing, because, like, I've been there before. I went there, like, the other day. Because, like, there was no... When you get barred from somewhere, you're supposed to sign this, like, sheet and stuff and all to get it, like... actually done. So they're supposed to take a picture, like, on a sheet of paper, you're supposed to sign and all this crap,
mm-hmm.
basically saying, like, yeah, if you come back you're gonna get arrested. But I've never actually done that. They just tell you, yeah, don't come back here, like, you know.
Yeah, so it's not legally binding. Like,
no, I could legal. Like, I could go back, like, but, like, they don't, the fake employee stuff don't hit the same, because when I first did them, like, in the summer, especially in Ireland, I don't think anyone did them, like, as much as I did. So, like, when I did them in the summer, like, I did one in Tesco where they genuinely thought I actually worked there. Like, I went into the back, I met the manager, like, he was actually fucking getting me ready for the job. Like, he genuinely thought I worked there. But then, like, if you do it now, they know what's up, like, you know. Like, I did one recently in Burger King, but they know you don't work there, like, you know. Like, you don't get to that bit of when they actually think you work there. Like, you go, oh, I'm here from your first day, and then they'll be like, you're just not that, like, you know.
Yeah, so they wouldn't be part of the prank, they wouldn't know about it.
No, I never tell them. Yeah, well, I go up to them and I'd be like, oh, I always come up with a random name. I'd be like, oh, my name's Deshante. I normally use Deshante. And I'd be like, oh, my name's Deshante. I got transferred here from the Tesco down the road. He told me to come here and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times I'd just be like, oh, who was the manager and stuff? And then you have to come up with a name and all this shit. And then, like, sometimes you get fired, and then sometimes you just don't. Like, then they're just like, oh, I've never heard of you. You're definitely not supposed to be here and stuff like that. But sometimes you do get pretty far where they actually do genuinely think you worked there. And then, like, they start asking you, can you fucking put these up on the shelf and all this crap, you know? But it really does depend on the person you're talking to, you know? Yeah. Like, if they're having a good day or a bad day. Like, if they're having a bad day, you're not getting anywhere with it.
Yeah. What about college? You got college as well?
Yeah, man, yeah. Yeah.
UCD.
IT Tala.
I've done a lot of videos in UCD. I was thinking you might be a student.
Oh, no way. I wouldn't do it in the college I'm in. Like, even fucking few of my mates are like here, like, fucking, like, because we always said there must be like some college, like, something that all the colleges communicate with each other with or some shit. Because, like, I've done a good few colleges. Like, I've done the UCD. There was one in DCU. I never actually uploaded it. That one actually went pretty bad. Like, fucking, they were like chasing us around the fucking thing, trying to call the guards. It was such a shit video as well. I was so annoyed. But so I did UCD, DCU. What else one did I do? You know the one out in Kildare or something? What's that big one? Maynooth. Yeah, I did that one. And I think I did UCD like twice. I know, and then I did some other one in town. I can't remember what the fuck it was called. But a lot of people in college are always like, oh, fucking, you're not worried? Like, someone in college is going to come up to you and be like, what the fuck are you doing messing around with all these fucking colleges? Like, you know? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. No one's ever came up to me about the colleges, like, actual teachers or anything, you know? But the colleges ones are always fucking funny, though, you know? Because they just bang, like, you know?
Yeah. I remember one video where you were kilking in class.
Oh yeah.
That was.
I did it with a fella called Kieran, and he was a fucking agent. Like, fella nearly burnt down the whole fucking school. Cause I told him like, cause we bought a hot plate from Argos, like, and we put it onto 10, like, and I go to him here, like, don't put it onto 10, like, cause it will actually burn the fucking thing down, like. Yeah. And he's there, and cause we just put a thing of oil in the pan and just like a rasher. I was like, here, don't put it onto 10, cause you actually will burn the whole thing down, like. And he was like, oh yeah, no, I won't. But like, in the heat of the moment, you whack it onto 10, the thing was on fire. We had to go to the bathroom, and we were like, with the cold water with the fucking thing under it, like, we could have killed ourselves, like, with some electric fucking thing under a water, like, you know what I mean?
That's dangerous,
yeah, man, like, fucking, because we did it in three different classes in that one school, like. And we did one with like a toaster and thing as well, and she went fucking mad. Like, we had to like sprint out of the fucking minute and all, because she got like security, because we were trying to make waffles with a toaster. And she just was not having any of it. Like, Maynooth was a pretty good college to actually film in. Well, no, UCD was definitely the best one, because they actually probably found it pretty funny. Like, even the teachers found it funny. But like, some colleges, they're just not about it. Like, DCU, they were pricks, like, you know. But like, to be fair, they're not there for a piss take. Like,
no colleges are there for a piss take. I don't know any college that would actually take the piss.
Maynooth be up there. Like, I've heard stories from people who go to Maynooth, and he was telling me that some guy pulled the fire alarm so he could ride at some bird in the classroom. That's an actual true story he told me, like, because he goes to Maynooth, and he was like, it was some guy that he knew, he pulled the fire alarm so he could fucking lash some bird in the classroom, like. You know?
That's a good tip for anyone that goes to college and has a board.
Yeah, the little fire trick hack. But then to be fair, like, you could just do it on the fucking, it's just some absolute dirt bird, just doing the field or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, jacks.
Jacks, cars. A lot of them have
hotels. A lot of people do it in hotels nowadays. Just can't do it in hotels. Way too expensive to have fucking sex there. Well, you could do it for free. You could do it in your boys' gaff, your gaff, a car, a field, anywhere else you could do it for free.
Mm.
But it costs money to have sex in a fucking hotel.
It costs money for just
way too much money.
Hundreds. Women are expensive, man. Oh, you know, stop. Like, I
only maintenance.
Oh, stop, man! It's ridiculous. Like, I only did it the other day in my car. The other day, I have a fucking tiny car. But anyways, I did it in my car the other day, and oh my god, I was so uncomfortable. Like, it was.
Yeah, I know.
It was one of the worst experiences ever. Like, I absolutely fucked up my knee from, like, you know, like where you put the seatbelt into the yoke, like.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I couldn't walk for like a week, like. Yeah. You know, like, it was. I wouldn't recommend it. Like, fuck that, like, you know.
Yeah. It's not good for you and the board.
Oh no! Yeah, she's telling me.
It's,
like,
not good for both.
Yeah, you know, like, you're just getting
so
your head.
So good, we have no space to walk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you just get your head whacked up like against the fucking wall. Well, like, you know, the car door.
The roof, the roof as well.
Yeah, and you're just like, it's just awful, man. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. That's where the feds. Fields are fucking risky as well. There might be people walking in the field.
To be fair, I don't think I've ever even done it in a field, you know.
Oh, we haven't either.
Yeah, I don't.
It's way too risky.
I don't think
in a park.
In a park?
Yeah.
Nah, in
the bushes.
Nah, I haven't.
We have.
Really? See, I don't think I.
Luckily, I didn't get caught, but it was fucking risky.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like, you know.
It's so risky, like, I had to do it quick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I had to swallow my pride and do it quick just so I wouldn't get caught.
Yeah, see, the only thing was, like, fucking. I don't know if I trust a bird if she'd do it in a field, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, I'd be like, how many fucking times have you done this, like, you know?
Because
some birds are, well, especially, like, back in, when I was a bit younger, when we used to always have, like, the sessions on the fields and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know the birds that would be down to do it, like, but then in my head, I'd just be like, don't know, you just feel like catch something off you or something, you never know, like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because like, we were, like, 16, 17 having these sessions on the field, and they were like, body counts in like the double digits, like, you know.
Yeah, and I'm catching like, bodies with damn nothing.
Yeah, like, fuck that, man. If it's like fucking King Von out here catching bodies, like, you know.
Oh, stop. Well, come here, the Jacks as well is quite tough as well. Like, say, the nightclub Jacks small as well, no space. It's like similar to a car. Do you know what I mean?
I think the Jacks.
Well,
the
you wouldn't bang your head against the roof of the car, for example. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, the car roof, you literally couldn't fucking stand up straight.
Yeah.
At least in the Jacks, you could do that. But I'll tell you the best place you could do it, the disabled toilets. The space.
Is there disabled toilets in nightclubs?
No, not in general, I mean.
Oh, in general?
Yeah, in general, like the space.
But a lot of places don't have those disabled toilets. Think it though, if I did it, I don't even think of it. See, I'm not like a fucking mad lad like that. I don't think I've even done it in a nightclub bathroom before. I think I'd be too scared of, you know, like the African lad who normally selling the fucking links. The link spray at the door and the little sprays and shit. I'd always be scared that he'd just like fucking walk in or something. He'd definitely let you off if he came like a fiver or something, like, you know. But I'd always just be wary he'd come in or something, you know?
Yeah, it's not just that. It's just people in general. Like, I do it in the girls' bathroom.
Yeah, that's a good tactic now.
Do it in the girls' bathroom. The fellas' bathroom, I can't do it in. I don't know why. Probably because I'm a fella myself and, like, if fellas see me do that. You know, fellas, like,
yeah.
The banter between fellas and girls is completely different.
Yeah.
So.
I think girls would let you away with it. Whereas, like,
yeah, they would.
Fellas even if the fella doesn't know you, he'd get all his mates to look at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, that's who the fuck am I found.
If I were to do it,
I'd do it in the girls.
And as well, look, if you want to use the Jacks as well, like, some fellas would be fucking aggressive and all.
Oh,
if they want to use the Jacks as well, and do you want to fucking use it to fucking shag
especially,
your own?
Especially
and he wants to go take a piss,
yeah.
Have a show or whatever, so they'll be fucking straight, doesn't it?
Well, have the lads use the bathroom to fucking do, like, the coke and all. So
coke.
Like,
vapes as well.
Oh, vapes.
The place where you walk in, right? The place where you walk in, there's always vapes clogged in the toilets.
Oh, is it the elf bar things? Or
yeah,
the other
fucking,
ones?
The latest ones, the ones on TikTok and all, the fucking skinny ones and all.
I think they're
like
the elf. Or is it the fat little?
Not the fat ones,
they're
skinny ones.
Oh, they're the elf bars, I think.
Yeah,
my
elf bars, yeah.
My fucking brother's on them, but, like, it's just like.
Yeah, I just haven't been on the vape since, like, way before COVID, anyway.
Yeah, no, I used to be, well, in, like, fucking secondary school and all, I used to be so bad for, like, just actual smokes. Like I used to, like, be able to get up in the morning without, like, a smoke and all.
Yeah.
But, like, I stopped when I was in about fifth year or some shit like that. But, like, when I was smoking in school, it was always, like, vapes were, like, if you vaped in school, you were, like, a fucking loser. Like, you know, like, so then when everyone started vaping, I was like, what the fuck?
I'm not too sure about that, because we used
really?
To vape. I used to vape back when, before it was cool, but, like, you weren't a loser or that, and, like, everyone used to do it. Like,
what type of vape was it, though, did you have? Was it just a normal one?
It's like the fucking fat one with the fucking cartridges and all.
Are they the ones that give out the big, huge smoke?
Yeah.
Those ones?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Or remember, like, back in toys area, we were doing our mocks, we were all fucking vaping in the classroom before the teacher even showed up. The teacher wasn't even in the classroom to fucking supervise us.
Really?
We were fucking vaping and all.
Shit. It mustn't have just gotten to my school, like, because literally the only people who vaped in my school were, like, the emos in our school.
Now they're cool kids.
Like, they were the lads that looked like, you know, like the emos out at South Park. You know, it looked like them, and they'd have vape tricks and shit.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't
that they just
vape; they did tricks too. Like, and we were just like, these guys are like potential school shooters. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they looked crazy, man. You know, and so, like, everyone was just like, oh, fucking vaping's just fucking, like, nah, I'm just not vaping, like, you know. And then, like, as soon as it just changes to everyone's on a fucking vape, especially girls, man.
Yeah, boys are mad.
They love a vape and the balloons.
The balloons are more like fellas than boys.
Really?
Fellas are into the balloons more, boys are into the vapes more, with it.
Yeah.
You see the balloons more in, like, nightclubs, and especially in gaff parties. Gaff parties, there's always a balloon everywhere you go, there's people using balloons and all.
Oh, it's fucking. I literally only ever did it once, and it was like, it wasn't, you know, the big, huge ones.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of them. It was like, you know, the little silver ones. They're called, like, little bullets or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I did one of them.
So not the big canisters, no?
No, fuck that. That would scare the fuck out of me. But anyways, I did the little bullet thing before, and it was, like, literally, like, because my mate, like, he wouldn't have done anything, but he was, like, addicted to these balloons for some reason, I don't know why, and he was all like, oh, yeah, just do it, it's fucking class, like, and I was like, all right, grand, I'll do it, and then, like, it lasted for me, like, for, like, 5 seconds max.
That's literally what I was about to say. You literally get hurt for 4 seconds, then you're back to
Yeah, and then, like, I literally kind of go to him, like, and I was like, well, that was shit, like, he was like, oh, no, you need to do it again, but I was like, it was 5 seconds, like, and he was like, yeah, I know, yeah, and I was like, so it's 5 seconds. He was like, yeah. I was like, what's so fucking good about that? Like, and he was just
like, literally, I think the only way you can get high consistently is if you breathe it in non-stop. You see how loads of people, they inhale and exhale the balloons.
Yeah.
That's how they get high consistently. Because if you only inhale it once, then you're done after 5 seconds, you're back sober. But what people do is they inhale it, exhale it, and then they get consistently high. But eventually, I think your air, the oxygen you breathe, and the carbon dioxide, they eventually take over the fucking nitrogen.
Yeah.
Hydroxide or
nitrous oxide.
Nitrous oxide, yeah. They eventually take over, and then.
Because that's how fucking. Because
it's. What's it called in science? Not dissipation.
Oh, man, you're asking the wrong person about science.
I'm not the best at science. Chemistry? Nah, we don't know any of the chemistry. It wasn't that good. I think it's called dissipation. Someone fucking tell us what it is.
I did chemistry too, but like I fell asleep during the fucking class, so God knows what it is.
Oh, stuff.
I remember when I was in school, I used to fall asleep. Like, I was never fucking a guy who used to smoke weed and shit, but like, I was just never into it. Like, but I remember I used to fall asleep in all my science class, every single one. I was just a dumbass in school. So my teacher fucking rang me mad and was like, oh, this fella, he's fucking stoned all the time in the fucking back of the class. Because I was just there asleep the whole time. And then my ma had to get these, like, she like convinced my ma to get these little like drug test kits and all this crap. And I was just like, it was rough, man. It was actually rough because this was from like third year, man. You know?
Oh, would you?
Yeah. And they were just convinced I was smoking weed, like, because I fucking fell asleep in the class. Yeah. I was just like, nah, that's just, I just couldn't be arsed, like, you know. Yeah. But like, if I could go back and do school again, I definitely would not sleep. It's so fucking retarded, like, you know.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Oh, I don't know, like, school's fucking sweet, you know what I mean?
It is shit, but it does, like, I don't know, like, it can help you in things. Like, I know the world's so different now, as in, like, you can, like, the podcast and stuff, you know, like, YouTube, fucking making businesses online. Like, you don't even need, like, an actual shop anymore. You just have like webs. You can start a business with websites. You don't even need like an actual location and shit anymore.
Yeah.
As in, that's like how the world is different. But I do feel like if you were still good in school, it would give you that mindset of like being able to, you know, get your actual work done and shit.
Yeah, we suppose so. Yeah. You
know? And have your shit together at a younger age.
Yeah, it builds discipline. That's what it does.
Yeah.
If it builds discipline, you have to do shit even if you don't feel like doing it. Like homework.
Exactly. But then.
Oh, fuck, I have to do my homework. Don't want to do this shit. Yeah. Do it anyway. Yeah. Just so you don't get in trouble.
Yeah, but then you don't want to cross the path of being like that absolute loser who does too much work. You know those type of guys in school who would do so like,
and they're the ones who ask for more homework.
Yeah.
See the teacher, forget the homework. They fucking ask the teacher, what was the homework again?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so like if I had kids, like I was only saying this to one of my mates, I was like, if I had a daughter now, I'd be really strict on her. But if I had a son, I'd be like, oh, here, like, have fun in school, but don't be a fucking idiot, like, you know what I mean? So like, have fun, but don't be a loser. Like, yeah, like do your work, but don't be like, don't take it too seriously, you know, because it's not the end of the world in the end of the day. But if I did have a daughter, I would treat her a little bit differently, as in I would like be very strict with her rather than like a man, you know. I think men can take care of themselves a bit better.
Oh, they all can take care of themselves, aren't
they? Yeah, no, but like I just know how men are, so I
think it's cause women, just based on stereotypes, I think they're like smarter than men.
No, they definitely are.
They definitely are. Maybe that's why you want to be so strict.
Yeah, but I just always have it in my head, if I had a daughter, I would be,
because they're
strict,
the brains, right? And we're the blondes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just
like relationships in general, they're the brains and we're the blondes.
No, I always say...
Well, not me, I am the brains and blondes of any relationship.
No, I would always say women are definitely stronger, smarter than men.
Yeah.
By I wouldn't say by a good bit, but like they definitely are smarter than men, because like guys can just be a fucking idiots, like, you know what I mean? But I'd be more wary if my daughter went out and about. Like, let's say if my son was going out on a night out and my daughter went out on a night out, I'd be more wary about my daughter, because like, just shit can happen, like, you know.
Yeah,
especially,
you know,
like,
you know, especially nowadays with rape charges and stuff.
Yeah, like
this world is a fucking kip.
Yeah,
look, I remember I had a chat with people from work, two girls from Ballymun. One's an older woman, they're in her 40s, and then there's someone else in her 20s. They both went missing the same day.
Shit.
I think it was in Ballymun, I'm sure it's Ballymun. Two women went missing the same day.
Fucking hell, like.
Like, it's horrible. And someone we work in, right? Our daughters went to get a tan and all, went to the fucking sunbeds, right? So, the fella who owns the place gave them rape alarms just in case something happens and all.
Fucking hell.
Like, that's how bad it's gone.
It has gotten awfully bad. That's what I mean. Like, I'm not saying I'm not some fucking lunatic saying men and women are like fucking, You know, they are different in some ways, but like I wouldn't be.
You're
like,
not Andrew Tate.
No, not Andrew Tate. Like, you know, but I would say like there's shit like that. Like that would scare, like just scare me. Like, you know, like by the door, like shit like that. But I did see this thing. I don't know if you've seen it. It was on the news. It was this girl, and she basically made up this this rape.
I always
clip.
Say.
Did you see that one?
Yeah. What's her name? Eleanor something.
I think it's the one with the hammer, she smashed her own face with the hammer.
She was literally caught on CCTV buying the hammer by herself with it and said these group of Muslims, I think, right?
Yeah,
and it was literally proven that they didn't, and they fucking, their lives are real, they tried to fucking kill themselves and all.
Yeah,
it's fucking disgusting.
But that's
look, I know it's horrible what's going on, look, it's horrible what's going on, women getting raped and all, but the ones who fucking fake it, right, just so they can get money or whatever and trying to ruin people's lives.
Yeah.
They literally make a mockery of those who actually has been raped and no one believes them.
Yeah, literally.
It's a fucking joke.
Like that, like a lot of women probably be.
And
like,
she got sentenced to what, 4, 8, I think 8 years.
That's way too short, like, you know.
Way too short. Send her there for life. And see how the rapists, they go to prison for like 20 years, maybe life.
Mm.
Send her there for life. Because lying about rape, look, it's not as bad as rape itself, but still, you destroyed these innocent men's lives for what?
Mm.
For what?
Especially that the shopkeeper guy. I think he was the Muslim fella. He didn't even know her. He was just the guy who lived around the corner, the corner shop, and like fucking, like that would actually, especially for his business, like who the fuck's gonna go in to like and buy milk off some guy who supposedly would have raped some. Well, no, he wasn't. It was like trafficking her or some shit. But even still, like, you know, like. And then to have your smash your own face in with a hammer, like that's actually some psychotic shit. Like,
not only that, look, she has a history of lying about being raped. She has a history of it. She's done it loads of times before.
Yeah, and then it does generally ruin for, like, especially let's say it happened to you to like a famous person or something. Like, it'd be hard enough to come out about a famous person raping you. You know, because like everyone's gonna be like, oh, you're only doing it for like money and all this crap. Like, and then like there's women who actually come out with crap like that. You know.
To be honest, I do feel the same. Like, if you got raped by a celebrity, I wouldn't really believe it.
I wouldn't either. Like, if I
wouldn't either, because of money. Because they have money and power and all that, and you want their money. So I tend to not believe it until I see the evidence. And once the evidence is concrete, then I'll actually believe you.
Yeah. A lot of time when I see it straight away, though, I just, depending on who it is, let's say it's like Tom Cruise or something, and it pops up. Like, in my head, first thing, I'd probably be like, oh, it's definitely like a lawyer or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Just because, like, he's so fucking rich, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, like, someone would. I could see someone doing it, like, you know, like lying about it just for a bit of money, like,
mm-hmm.
but like, yeah, but then you have like the girls doing shit like that, so then again, more lads being like, oh, it's definitely just like some fucking lie, like, you know, but it's fucking crazy, man, like, you know, you really need to watch what you're doing, like who you're going around and shit, you know.
Yeah, I fear for girls nowadays, walking down the streets, on their own.
Yeah,
I fear for them, genuinely. And there was another thing, I think it was last year as well, there was a young school teacher who was out on a run in, I forgot what county it is, and a man just randomly came and fucking killed her. She was
I heard about that.
Yes.
Was that he was on a bike or something, was it? Some guy on a bike? Or was that might have been something else now.
I'm not too sure if he was on a bike. I'm not too sure, like, my mind's all foggy about it, I don't remember it too well, but she got murdered in broad daylight while she's out on a run.
Yeah, I think that was the one.
She was on her own, like, it was a quiet area, you know?
Yeah. She was just going on her
own. What was it, Limerick?
Yeah, it was something like that.
I think it was Limerick.
I definitely remember something like that, because I remember my ma or something showed it to me, and she was like, fucking something like that happened in broad day, like.
Yeah.
And then, like, because any girl I know, I know I was asking, like, fucking, I was talking to this girl before, and we were talking about walking home late at night, like, and.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, oh, as like a lad, like I'd probably just walk home, like if it was late at night, and they'd be like, nah, never, like you'd never walk home as a girl, like on your own and shit. And then like for some like that happened in broad day, like, you know, like fuck that, man. And especially there's shit like you know, a bit different, like, but they fucking in the UK they have you know the big pit bulls, the big pit bulls.
Yeah.
There was some.
Yeah.
So, and this would scare the fuck out of me. And like, there was this girl, but I don't know if it was a girl, I think it was a guy actually. He was just walking through the fucking park and the pit bull just came and mauled him. Like those pit bulls scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah, they're fucking units, aren't they?
Yeah, they're basically a weapon. Like, they're not even an animal. Not a pet.
Depends. It depends on how you fucking train them.
Yeah, man, but I just feel they could maul you in a second, like, you know?
they can, yeah.
If you have him treated well, then yeah, he's obviously going to be fine. Like,
yeah.
But it does depend, like, who fuck, like, if you're some psychopath and you have a pit bull, like, the fucking, the thing's going to fucking maul someone, like, you know.
Yeah. See the fucking drug dealers that they wear with their fucking huge pit bulls and have this dog breeding yoke.
Oh, yeah.
Huge cones, and you know, drug dealers.
XL bully thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. There's so many, but especially during, like, the lockdown and shit, there was, like, I'd say about 5 pages a day I'd see, and they're like, oh, XL bullies, French bulldog breeder crap all over me Instagram, and I'm just like, fucking hell. Like, to be fair, because they selling dogs, you make fucking tons of money. Like, because I knew a lad during the lockdown, he fucking spent, I think it was like $2,000 on a fucking, you know, little French bulldogs.
Yeah.
He paid $2,000 for a little French bulldog. And if, like, you're some lad who fucking needs a bit of cash, like, just fucking breed a few dogs, like, you know, just get a bit of money on you, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, that's obviously why all these pages are popping up fucking everywhere, like,
yeah, it's,
you know?
Everywhere. I think even a few followers, and I was like, what the fuck, where are they following us for?
Yeah.
Even a few followers, like, fucking, not just them, fireworks, drug dealers, like, fucking selling weed and coke. Yeah, what are these people following us?
Oh,
I'm not 100% sure, right? Not 100% sure. It might be the, who knows?
Yeah, it just gets a bunch of unfollows.
I definitely know a dog breed that's definitely follows some, one or two.
I definitely know. I've definitely, like, one or two. But I remember I knew this guy. He was actually the biggest idiot ever, like, but he used to sell, like, these bits of weed and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and I used to have him on Snapchat, like, and the fella was treating his little weed business or whatever like a fucking restaurant. So, like, on his Snapchat store, he'd have, like,
the menus,
and he'd be like, and he'd have it like 50 bag or whatever, to like 50 euro or whatever the fuck, and then at the bottom he had like special discounts and stuff. It's like two for one with every 20 bag or something like that.
And they randomly fucking start texting me on Snapchat fucking asking me for one fucking coke or whatever. They fucking snap a fucking coke or weed or whatever. I was like, what the fuck I want it?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even take drugs. Why are you fucking texting
me? Yeah, I still think I'm in someone's private story on Instagram for, like, he sells, like, coke or something, and he's always taking videos of this coke and shit. He's like, oh, hit me up. And he'd be at 7 a.m.
Active.
Yeah.
Mate, we don't care. I'm not into it.
Yeah, mate. I was like, yeah, mate, I'm fucking perfectly fine right now.
Oh, and yeah, I'm drug free forever.
Yeah, fucking thank God. Like, I'm not for me, like, you know.
Yeah.
Especially at this age. Like, I think if you get it out of your system at a young age, like, you'd be fine. But if, like, if you're doing it at this age, like,
we're still young.
I don't know. Like,
how old are you? 20?
Yeah, 20. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 21. I'm still young.
Yeah, but I don't know. I wouldn't be a fan of doing, like, drugs and shit.
Yeah,
like,
same.
You know?
I never touched a drug in my life.
Really?
Except for vapes. If vapes count as a drug, then that's the only drug I've taken.
I don't think vapes. Well, I think...
tablets, paracetamol, and all antibiotics. If they count as drugs, then yeah, I'm fucking... You know, I'm an addict, yeah, but no.
Yeah, the little Calpol, the baby one.
Yeah,
I would have been an addict for that.
Oh, it was shy. It was shy, but I don't know why. I just wanted more of it.
Yeah. I think that was because...
It has an addictive substance.
You know I think there's codeine or something in it. You know, like, the codeine that, like, Future and all rap about. I think that's what Calpol is. It's like, I think that's bits of codeine or something. But maybe
fucking put codeine in a fucking...
That could be just complete cap, though. Because, like...
I don't know. We don't know. We're not scientists.
Yeah, no.
We're not chemists. We know nothing about this. But if there's codeine in it, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm just thinking there definitely fucking isn't, though. Just because, like, do you have to buy that over the counter? Or can you just buy that on the shelf?
Actually, I think they are off the counter, yeah.
Calpol?
Yeah.
So you have to ask for it?
We think so. It's been a long time since.
Yeah, no, I haven't had it, like, either in fucking ages. But just because it's for, like, 3-year-olds, I don't think... If there is fucking future rappers, like, you know, little babies fucking rapping about codeine and shit. That shit was addictive, though, that Calpol, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've just become a rapper and just start fucking rapping about Calpol.
You know what? Since YouTubers are rappers now, they fucking make rap videos and all that. You should definitely do it.
Yeah?
You should definitely do it.
A Calpol video?
Calpol video, yeah, or a rap video. You know YouTubers are rapping all.
Oh, yeah. They're so bad,
it's all cringe, man. But you could actually try, like, a bit of satire. Just take the piss.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people do it just to take the piss. They don't literally mean it.
Oh, no, yeah. Now, if I was to do it, it'd definitely be taking the piss, because I cannot rap for me life. No, not at all. Like, I remember sometimes I used to fucking try and do, like, fucking freestyles, because there's a guy I know who actually does, he does, like, raps and shit like that. Like, he makes music, and so, like, we were just there, and I just tried freestyling, because he used to always just freestyle fucking whenever we were out, like, so I just gave it a shot, and I was just like, yeah, I'm actually awful, like, you know, I just can't do it, like, you know, freestyling is actually hard, like, you know, getting it to actually flow with the...
Yeah, I put on the spot, literally, like, it's just... Yeah, man. Top of your head, just like this.
Yeah, and there's
just... I put on the spot here right now, it's just, whatever happens, like, everything we've talked about right now just came off the top of our heads. It wasn't rehearsed, it wasn't practiced, we didn't write it down or whatever, it's just off the spot.
Yeah, but I think freestyling's a bit more, like, you have to get it, I don't know, I have to say...
But if freestyle is, like, as well with the flow, with the beat and all that, like... Yeah.
See, if I kept going for, like, a week or something, I'd still be shit, like, but, like, I'd be, like, okay, like, you know, maybe. I wouldn't be, like, Lil Baby or some shit, like, you know?
Anyone's better than Lil Baby. Lil Baby's sweet, just saying. Yeah,
nah, I like some of his shit, like, but, like, I can see how people don't like him, though, because, like, he just sounds like he's fucking half asleep, like,
you know? Yeah, it's all American rappers now. That's how they sound, like, the American rappers. Yeah. Most of them, anyway. But the ones in the UK are fucking little.
Yeah, I'm not big. I'm not a big UK. I used to be big into UK rap. I'm not. I'm just not. Don't know. I do. I would actually listen to more American shit now. But I don't know. It's probably because I'm just been used to listening to American for so many years. Like, I used to listen to UK for, like, a good bit. Like, but I just kind of fell out of it a bit. Like, you know. But I can see how the UK one could be better, just because you can actually understand half the shit they're saying. Like, the American ones, they're, because, like,
they're actually rapping. They're literally rapping. The, like, Americans aren't really rapping, they're just talking a lot of shit. They sound like they're fucking drugged up.
They are drugged up, that's a thing.
Yeah, you know what they are. They sound fucking handicapped.
Yeah, they actually are. Well, like, so many of them, like, literally do, like, Xanax fucking... Like, your man, I don't listen to him now, but you know your man Yeet off the TikTok guy?
No.
You've never heard of him?
No.
Really?
No.
Fucking hell. He's like a really big, well, rapper now. Like, he's all over... You've definitely heard one of his songs, like... like, he's big on, like, people make, like, edits with his TikToks and shit like that. And
I probably half listen to his music, but I don't know who he is.
No, yeah, no, you definitely, no, because I was the same. Like, I only found out what he looked like 2 days ago.
I don't even know what he looks like.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, you definitely know at least one of his songs. But anyway, basically, like, his music, you actually cannot understand a word he's saying. Like, it's pretty much just a beat, like, and him just kind of going, you know?
And you know what's mad, like, they're the biggest rappers ever, like, they're literally the biggest ones, like, right now in the world today.
Yeah,
they're
fucking, like, big ones. Yeah, like, he's definitely, like, kind of, like, hotness-wise in the fucking, and not like, in a sexual way, but, like, you know, hot as in, like, he's kind of the most viral rapper right now. I'd say it definitely is. Would be Yeet, because of just the kids fucking love him, because of fucking TikTok. He's all over TikTok, like, and like, he doesn't even say anything, you know,
literally making retarded noises,
literally, like, even Future, one of his songs, you know, one was like Gucci, what was it, something about Gucci flip-flops or something. He was fucking, I can't remember. He was saying something about Gucci flops, and he did a documentary where basically he was saying, like, I was so fucking high, I don't even know what the fuck I was saying, like, you know. But that's what they do. They stay up all night drinking lean and just in the studio, and then, like, just come up with random shit with a beat, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and they're the ones who are big, and then you get actual artists who aren't that big, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's just really, like, how I see it. With anything. You want to be successful with, you do genuinely need a decent bit of, like, luck. There is a bit of luck to come with it. Obviously, you need, like, a bit of marketability with you and shit.
Yeah.
Like, look at your one fucking Ice Spice. She's not a fucking good rapper.
She's sweet.
Yeah, she's just fucking cracking, you know?
Just because she has a nice ass.
Literally, that is literally it, like.
And she has a fucking, the blame carrot top afro on her.
Yeah, so it makes her, like, kind of stand out, like, you know?
Yeah, stand out. You look like a blame pineapple off SpongeBob.
Yeah, 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 literally, like, you know?
She's
like,
fun.
Yeah,
I actually think, imagine fucking Ice Boys gets pregnant or something. That's like SpongeBob living in the pineapple gap.
Yeah. That is outrageous. We have, like, fucking Patrick under the rock, like, you know.
Patrick under the rock is
fucking. She made a song about
what's your one's name? Lizzo or something? Lizzo.
Oh, Lizzo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she gets pregnant. That's fucking Patrick.
I generally don't even think you would, you'd even know she was pregnant. She is huge, like.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? She was on something giving out about body positivity or something like that. But she's the one that gets so much body positivity.
Yeah.
Like, she.
You see that meme, right, with Rick Ross topless, like, put on that shirt, and she's fucking naked, holding that tits, and I was like, empowering, yeah. That's actually what it was. Rick Ross put on a fucking shirt, and then Lizzo empowered him.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. It's because it's double just standards. Proper double standards. Like, I watched this one, I don't know. I'd love to know what the fella's name is, but basically he's this fat guy who plays football, and he does like these skills, and he's actually sick at football. Like, he can shoot well and shit, and he basically does. And if you go into the comments, it's like, oh, Ronald Donut and like fucking David Beckham and stuff like that. And then there was another one. Then there was a girl who was huge, like, and she was doing a dance. And you go into the comments, it's like, oh, God, my queen, beautiful. And so then you go to the guys one, it's like, David Beckham, fucking Ronald Donut or some shit like that, you know? Whereas, like, you know, the guy gets sick and the girl's like, oh, you're so sexy and stuff.
So hypocritical. Like, you know, girls fucking cry about equality and shit. Yeah, they're the ones who sometimes on social media and them comments, they're treated better than the men. The men get sick, but the girls get fucking encouragement.
Yeah, well, I think that's just...
I'm not sexist or anything. Like, I'm all for equality as well, but yeah, it's the double standards that annoy me.
Yeah, I think we can have equality in some things, but I just generally don't think in some things we can have equality. Like, because men are just generally different. Like, how we treat the lads, like, we just give each other a stick over fucking anything.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if girls go to girls and they're, like, talk about their fucking feelings and shit like that, like, guys generally don't really do that, like, you know?
Yeah,
like, I've never really kind of went to the lads and was like, oh, lads, fucking... I'm mad, depressed over whatever.
Yeah.
I'd never go to the lad and just start crying or something, like, you know. Whereas, like, girls do that, but
it's
like,
easy for them and it's hard for us, because if we open up, they're just gonna fucking take the piss out of you.
Yeah, literally.
Like, they won't take it seriously. That's the sad thing.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's the thing.
Don't take
like
it seriously, but luckily enough, like, some lads they do take it seriously. Like, if there's something really going on, like, they fucking support you every step of the way.
Oh yeah, 100%. But it's just like.
But
lads,
again, that's why it don't really happen. It's because of that fear.
Yeah.
Of fucking being mocked by me mates.
Yeah, like lads take, like, even me, like, I don't take anything seriously. Like, if someone said to me something, it's up for jokes. Like, you know, like, and like girls are just more genuine. Like, kind of heartwarming than guys. Like, it's like have you ever seen a girls with babies? They're like so good with babies and shit. Whereas, like, if I was with a baby, I wouldn't know what the fuck to do with it. Like, you know, girls are just genuinely better with, like, kind of emotions and babies and shit like that. You know, whereas guys are just like, guys should like take the piss. Like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, which is like, it's good. It can be good and bad. Like, you know, but I don't.
We'd fucking throw the babies around like American footballs.
Yeah, that's
what we do.
Yeah, like I don't know, like, even lads, like, fucking, well, I'm like 20 now, so, like, even lads I know are starting to have kids and shit, and it's just like, geez, it's getting scary, man, you know?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't like to have a kid till I'm, like, latest 30 or something.
Yeah, so.
Like, I actually couldn't think anything worse than if a girl came to me and was like, oh, here, I'm fucking pregnant. Like,
yeah.
I genuinely don't even know what the fuck I would do. I was out with the fucking girl the other day. Not my girlfriend, it was just some random girl. And basically she was just like, we were talking about fucking shit like that and stuff like that. And she was saying, like, oh, her friends are having babies and stuff. And then she was like, oh, I wouldn't mind having a kid and stuff. And I was like, oh, well, fucking not with me anyways. Like, you know? And stuff. Because I was just like, and she was like, oh, like, when do you want to have a kid? And I was like, 30 minimum, like, you know. I was like, if you ever came to me or something and be like, oh, yeah, I'm pregnant, I actually genuinely wouldn't even know what the fuck to do. I think I'd have a mental breakdown and probably have a heart attack or something. You know, it would terrify me.
It would, because that's your youth gone.
Yeah.
Your youth is literally gone.
Like, I can barely take care of myself. Never mind a fucking kid. You know? That, like, if I have a kid, like, God fucking help him. Like, you know, as in, like, I wouldn't even know what to do with this kid.
Oh, don't assume genders.
Yeah, or it. It could be anything.
Day them.
Day them, yeah. Jesus.
Jean, whatever.
Yeah.
All them pronouns, and I was just so confusing.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think I just need some time to get used to it, because, you know, like, the trans stuff, like, I got used to the trans and stuff. Like, I can kind of understand how someone can just feel a bit uncomfortable in their skin and generally go through the process of changing the actual operation and stuff like that. Like, I can see some so into that and stuff, you know, because some people just generally, you know, maybe I just need some more time with it and stuff, you know. I'm just not used to it, really. I've never met anyone who's a they, them either. So it's never really came up as a problem or anything. I don't even know if it would be a problem, you know. But it's just a bit confusing. As in, like, in America, if you call someone by the wrong pronouns, you can go to jail or something. Yeah, like, the actual thing, like, which is, like, I feel that's just a bit harsh. Like, what if you just generally don't know, like, you know?
Yeah, what if you never met the person? Like, this is the first time you met the person.
Yeah, and you just go, like, he or something. Yeah. And it's like, oh, no, I'm a they or something, you know? But, like, I don't know. Like, I always say, if it's not hurting anyone, like, you can just kind of, you can do whatever you want. Like, if it's not hurting me, you can do whatever you want, really, you know?
Yeah. It's just so annoying nowadays. People fucking take everything seriously, like, I don't have an issue with gender pronouns in general, but just the people that carry on when you give them the wrong pronouns by accident, it's just so confusing. The whole gender pronouns, just everything's confusing. Like, what the fuck are you? Like, there's no identity anymore.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do kind of just want some, want to be, feel a bit little, kind of different in some way or something. So they feel like, oh, I'm not a he, I'm a they or something. Like, that's how I feel, like, kind of, where it derived from or whatever, you know. But I do feel there is a bit different.
I think it's the non-binary people.
Yeah, the non-binary, that's very confusing to me. Like, I don't really understand that one. Like, as in, like, I don't know how you can't be.
You're not a man,
you're
not a woman, what are you?
Yeah, like, I can't understand, why are you then? Like, that would just genuinely.
Are you a penguin?
Yeah, like, I'd actually look down to sit down and talk to someone who is a non-binary and understand, like, what is, like, what are, like, I don't really listen too much into that kind of stuff, you know. But I would just generally like to know, like, what is it like, you know?
Yeah, I would actually love to bring a non-binary person onto the podcast just so I could understand.
I think if you would, it'd have to be in America. I've never, well, unless there's some non-binary people here who just haven't came out or whatever. I've never met anyone who's a day them or something.
We never met a person like that.
Yeah, it seems like it's more of an American
America
thing.
America's literally impossible to get in contact with them. Time zones.
Everything. Literally.
I've actually brought on only one American person in the podcast. He's
really?
Yeah, just one American, yeah.
Who was it?
Justin Bilderman.
I'm not sure.
He's a journalist. He's football now.
Oh, really?
Football and stuff. He's the only American we know, and he's a proper he, like, you know what I mean? No gender pronouns.
Yeah.
Like a proper,
is he proper American? Like
yeah,
real?
Proper American, yeah.
No, but, like, real, like, he's patriotic and shit.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know about patriarchy. Like, he wasn't talking about fucking America's the greatest. Yeah. I have fucking 100 guns and all.
I have the right. No, because I've got a few. Because I have cousins in America, and some of them are, like, mad patriotic. Like, one of the guys I know who's my cousin, he has, like, the American flag as, like, a your wallpaper for Facebook.
Yeah.
So he has, like, the American flag and, like, the Bill of Rights as his fucking profile picture, and he posts, like, he posts fucking crazy shit. He's a big Donald Trump fucking guy and shit.
Yeah, you know,
like,
Donald Trump got nicked.
Yeah, no, yeah, I've seen
he
that.
He got indicted and all. It was our name's Tommy Daniels. Like, that's the name.
The
porn star. Yeah, yeah, it's a porn star, basically.
Yeah, it was something to do with that. He tried to write it off as a tax thing or something like that.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that, because apparently him doing that, giving her $20,000 to keep quiet, that bit there is not actually illegal. It's the bit where he's trying to write it off as a tax thing.
Yeah,
that's the illegal bit,
that's
or whatever.
Illegal bit.
You know.
How long would he stay in prison if he's guilty?
God knows, because it's Donald Trump, like, fucking.
If he's guilty, then he's gone. Like,
he
won't come out of prison alive. He's like playing 90.
I'd say he'd have to go. Would they actually put the fucking president in fucking jail, though? Like, I would think, like, you'd put him in. Because of, like, all the shit he said, but, like, the Black Lives Matter kind of thing, remember his thing? He wasn't a fucking fan of that and whatever.
To be honest, I understand why he isn't a fan. The whole thing was a shit show. Look, I respect Black Lives Matter. I have no issue with it as a movement.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, black people gain equality and all the racism going on, not just in America, but the whole world.
Mm.
It's an absolute joke. But Black Lives Matter as an organisation, it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's just horrible. It's like, they're more black supremacists. They're like the black KKK. That's what they're like.
Yeah, with the riots and shit.
With the riot, everything, like, what's going on? Like, I get black empowerment, but they take it too far with that against any other race.
I think with anything
that's the vibes I get off, and I could be wrong, but that's the vibes I get off Black Lives Matter, is that they're against every other race except the blacks.
Yeah.
Like, everyone slags off the KKK, like, everyone's against them. Of course, I'm against them. We're all against them, but Black Lives Matter, everyone's just rooting for them for some reason. It's crazy.
See, I wouldn't know too much. See, like, God knows what they're up to. Like, I don't read too much into it, like, so. Yeah. But, I just remember the big riots and shit that was going on and stuff.
Yeah, after George Floyd. Yeah,
the George Floyd thing and stuff. But, don't know, see, like, I just don't know too much about the Black Lives Matter shit. I just remember he wasn't very into it, and me cousin who's in America, he's a big Donald Trump fan. He wasn't a fan of the Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think Americans just take everything fucking too far as well. Though, that's the thing. Like they're just so like, I don't know. Like Americans are just so different. Like, you know, they just take shit like that just so far, and just I don't know. They're just so different to Irish people. Like, you know,
they're more laid back.
They live in New York. Like, so I was in New York in Times Square. Like. And we were walking around, and like my cousin, he was a guard in America, so like he was what they like NYPD or whatever. So like he walked around with like a gun the whole time and stuff like that. And like he showed me his gun and all this crap, and like we didn't actually know he even had the gun, but we were going through the Eiffel Tower, not the Eiffel Tower, that's
Times Square.
No, not a big tower thing. No.
Empire State.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So we were going through there, and like you have to walk through with a metal detector and whatever. And like he had to go through this other way and show his little badge and shit, because like he had a gun on him, like to show like, oh yeah, I can have a gun. And we were like, oh, what the fuck, why you have a gun on you, like, you know. And he was like, oh, you can't go, like you could not go Times Square without a gun, like, because like there's a good chance you're gonna get shot or some shit, like, you know, like by some like homeless guy, or you know, like he's like, you can get mugged like fucking awfully bad in Times, especially because people know we're tourists and shit. And he was like, they'd go for you, like, you know. And we were just like, yeah, fuck that, like, you know.
Yeah, it's like 90% of the people in Times Square are tourists, aren't they?
Yeah.
90%.
Like,
how would they tell, like, who's a tourist and who's a New Yorker?
Yeah, well, he said you'd know, but you could tell by the voice, like, as in, like, Americans talk really, really slow, like, you know. So, like, when we're, if I was talking to one of them, they'd be like, you have to slow down. Like, they couldn't understand you because you talk way too fast. And, so they'd know by that, and they'd also know like by your clothes and shit. So he was like, if we'd go, he wouldn't let us go into town on our own, because he's like, you'd definitely get mugged, like. Mm-hmm. But he was like, yeah, they like the homeless there especially, like they know who to fucking go for, like. And we were just like, oh fuck that. But to be fair, he's seen the worst of the worst in Times Square, like. Mm-hmm. So like he's probably like just thinks everything bad is gonna happen, like, you know. Whereas like you probably could go there and be fucking perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's in the family, innit?
Yeah, man.
You when the worst would happen.
Yeah, literally. You know, but he was there during 9/11 and shit. So he was there fucking, like, he's seen like the worst of the worst in fucking Times Square, like, you know. So like he won't even go back to 9/11 and all. But like, well, you know the little like waterfall thing.
The memorial.
Yeah, because we wanted to go there, but like he obviously was like, yeah, we're not going there, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because like that would have been crazy. I said it would have been fucking crazy for him, like, you know.
PTSD.
Yeah, man, you know.
Yeah. America, man.
Oh, fucking, like, you know, America. Shit like
you
that.
You know what? This country's a keep as well, like, we're fucking shit as well. Oh, shit as America. No disrespect to any American listeners, if we have any American listeners. But still, like, this country's a keep as well. Like, the way things are going with the migrants and all that, there's fucking strangers and all. In work, because I don't have Facebook anymore.
Like, Facebook's a cesspool.
It's a cesspool of utter shite, but some people who we work with, right, they seen a video on Facebook about a couple of immigrants stabbing each other in Cartown.
I seen that.
Yeah.
Whoa, gee, that was rough.
Were they stabbing each other? Or were they stabbing like an Irish person? Because I haven't seen the video.
It was two foreigners. I don't even know if they were Ukrainian. I don't know where they were from. But it was basically two foreigners, and they were like, it was a group of them actually just like stabbing each other, punching the shit out of each other. I don't know what the fuck they were fighting over, because the video just starts and they're just like stabbing each other. Yeah, I seen that, but that one's pretty gruesome. Like, but you see, I always think if you're looking at Facebook and Twitter is the worst, man. Like, you always see the worst of like Dublin and shit, because like no one posts the good shit, and even if you do, it doesn't get any traction, so no one sees it. Like, so you only see really the bad shit, even though this country is going pretty bad. Like, I've always said, even when I was younger, I'd never live in in Ireland, like I'd always move away or something like that. Like when I grow up, like I probably wouldn't stay in Ireland, like, you know. And a good few of my mates would have been the same, like, you know. But I don't know, like a lot of places are just kind of like that. Even the UK is fucking bad, like.
The UK's a wee kip.
You know, like they're
with the Tories and all, it's just a fucking kip, innit? The UK. Yeah. It's horrible.
Like even the fucking, their knife crime is fucking.
Oh, the knife crime in Dublin.
You know that one, and like fucking dramatic. People started. Did you see the video of the guy and he was like, the check-in thing? Did you see that one?
Don't think I did.
No. Oh, it's so funny. It's some guy. I think he's a UK rapper or something. I'm not 100% sure. Some guy from the UK. He comes to Dublin and these Dublin lads. I think he was up in Dublin, Dublin City, somewhere around Dublin City. Somewhere around town, and this UK rapper. We'll just call him a UK rapper. I don't know who he is, but anyways, he comes into Dublin and these group of Dublin lads come up to him. He's like, oh, what are you doing here and stuff like that, and he was just like, what do you mean? He's like, you didn't check in with us and stuff. And I was like, what? I'm not fucking checking in with anyone. Who the fuck are you? He's like, no, if you come to Dublin you have to check in with me. It's so funny. I don't know how he happened to, it was everywhere, especially in Dublin, like, you know. But like, ah, oh, fucking like shit like that, like fucking checking in and stuff, like what even is that? Like, you know.
I don't know what is going on. Like, this country's fucking racist for some reason.
This country?
Yeah, what has become really racist, especially since the whole protests and all that things.
Oh, the East Wall stuff.
The East Wall stuff, yeah. Like, because of that, like, I think the whole country's starting to become a bit more racist. Don't get me wrong, I still feel it's a welcoming country, it's a warm and welcome country. Like, yeah. Any immigrants, like, I'd welcome them with open arms.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's just the whole country's being racist. So I think it's because what's going on and, you know, the government taking care of the immigrants more than they're taking care of us. That kind of allowed the racists to fucking come out that cage.
Well, because they have more of a, they have a reason. Well, some,
they have a reason, they're justified to be racist.
Yeah.
Look, don't get me wrong, I feel we should start taking care of one of our own before we start fucking looking after other people. It's annoying because that's what, I forgot the numbers, but I think it's like 20,000 homeless people in Ireland. Irish people, by the way.
Yeah.
20,000 homeless Irish people in Ireland.
Mm.
And yeah, he was getting the hotels, the Ukrainians.
Yeah.
The refugees. And don't get me wrong, they deserve it, right? They're fleeing war, right? But the thing is, like, why aren't you doing it to us?
Yeah.
Us.
I always think it, like, it's such a tricky fucking thing, like, because, like, yeah, they're getting, like, their whole country's getting, like, bombarded, like, you know? And, like, I just don't, I'm not 100% sure, like, what would you do with them? Because they have to go somewhere. There's always going to be a problem of where they're gonna go. Like, let's say they go to fucking I don't know, let's say Spain or something. Like, the country of Spain are probably gonna come out with the same shit. Like, oh, because there's gonna be problems with every single country, like, you know. So like, they're gonna, let's say they go to Spain, and the Spanish government or the Spanish people are probably gonna be like, oh, well, why aren't you doing it for us, like, you know? And then you're letting all these people in, like. So it's just it's just a real tricky thing. And the only problem is that, like, fucking like this Ukrainian war, like, it's probably gonna go on for God knows how. I'd say it's going to turn into, like, you know, like the Israel-Palestine thing where they just fight for fucking ever.
Yeah.
You know, so I'd say that's just what's going to happen with Ukraine and Russia. It's just going to go on for God knows how long, like, you know.
Yeah, and it's just going to be a never-ending thing, you know.
Literally, and your man Putin or whatever, like, he's just not going to give up on that. Like,
I heard they fucking put out an arrest warrant on him.
Yeah, they did, but
they want to nick Putin.
I don't know what the point of that is, though, because
he committed war crimes.
Yeah, no, but no, I do know that. Like, but I don't know what the point of putting out this arrest warrant for him, because they're not going to actually arrest him.
They're not going to catch him.
Yeah, but they're not going. They wouldn't arrest him anyways. Because if they actually arrested him, he would just set off like a nuke or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but fucked.
Literally, like, and he's mates with like fucking China and shit. Like, so China be on his fucking back too, like, you know.
Yeah, and China fucking powerful as well.
China, that's a different fucking gravy. Yeah.
Putin's an angel compared to them.
Yeah, literally, because China's fucking mates with fucking your man, the North Korean fella.
Kim Jong-un.
And he's a psychopath, like, you know.
Ah, he's mental health, right? Oh, remember something, right? Remember when his dad died, Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
Basically, we're hearing in the podcast, right? It's fucking mad. Basically, if you don't cry hard enough over his dad dying, you go to jail or you get executed or something.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So people go out on the streets and they fucking start sobbing and all.
Did you not see the video of it? Of the funeral?
Yeah, I was seeing it.
They're like, I was screaming. But I also, I heard this thing, I think it was in a different, on a YouTube video or something, the North Korean, they were in the 2010 fucking FIFA World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking, you know they don't apply for the FIFA World Cups anymore because the team tried to escape during the fucking tournament. And then he's like, yeah, we're not doing it anymore. But anyways, they lost like every single game or whatever.
Yeah.
But when they came back, your man Kim Jong-un told them that they won the whole thing.
Weren't some of them sent to fucking slave camps or something?
Yeah.
For losing the World Cup.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They have a rule in North Korea where basically, let's say you're North Korean and you rob bread or something. They do this thing where you go to jail, but not only you go to jail, you go to jail and six generations of you go to jail. So your kids will grow up in jail. You know?
No fucking way.
Yeah.
What about me whole family, like me man, dad? Would they go to jail as well?
I'm not sure.
Or is it just
sure.
me kids?
Not sure. No, if you come in with your if you have a family, maybe not your mum and dad, but let's say you have a wife
and
kids,
yeah.
They will all go into jail. And then when you have kids again with her, or no, let's say your kid who's in jail with you has a kid, that his kid will live in jail,
yeah.
And then his kid's kid will live in jail too.
Jesus
You'd
Christ.
Never get out.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, man. Yeah. North Korea's fucked.
Yes. Fucking kid, what the
it's
fuck?
Yeah, I used to be on a mad binge for North Korean shit. Like, I used to always watch shit on it. I remember I was thinking of doing this for a video, but then I was like, yeah, no, fuck that. Like, it was going to cost, like, literally about 10 grand. Like, and I was like, fuck that. But I was looking up fucking plane tickets to North Korea. And for a plane ticket just to get there is 6.5 grand. And you're also, you have to get your video on your camera.
Yeah,
you have to get that checked every single time you take it out. Like, so, like, you're not, because you're not allowed to film stuff they don't want you to film.
Oh,
and stuff.
Hell.
So, like, when you're on this, like, there's like a bus, it's like a tour group they do, but only special people are allowed, only specific people are allowed to do it.
Yeah.
So, like,
you need permission of
the
government.
So, there's like a bus that drives you to the main city, but, like, they have to drive through, like, the really shitty parts of North Korea.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're on that bus, you're not allowed to film anything.
Yeah.
And, like, when you get off the bus into the town, they have to check your thing that you didn't take any pictures. And if you do, you're fucked.
You're executed.
Pretty much, man.
Actually, Camille, what happens if, say, you didn't record it, but you come back home and you fucking tell people on YouTube about it? What would happen if you tell them what happened in the streets and all? You just tell them.
Nothing really.
Would they do anything to you?
Not really. I wouldn't trust them.
I have a feeling they track you down or something. You know how, like, Facebook and all that, like, iPhones, like, they can track you down easy.
Yeah.
I have a feeling North Korea might do that and they fucking send down their hitmen and fucking kill you.
I'd say he has, like, secret agents or some shit that are, like, spotted in, like, different countries and shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, man. I wouldn't fucking risk it anyways. Kim Jong-un's a psychopath, like... You know.
He's weird, actually.
Yeah, like, his whole country is... I watched the thing. That fella spends 150 grand on, like, whiskey and shit, and his whole country, like, the people who are living there are barely can get a meal, like, you know, because he spends all the money just on himself, like, you know.
He's getting off for his people.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
And people, like, it's just gone to him, like, people's taxes, it's only for him to fucking enjoy his shit.
Yeah, like, well, fuck, did he even fucking have taxes in there? Because they actually are dirt poor, like, they eat, like, dirt and shit there.
No, I'm assuming that poor, because most of that money goes off to the taxes anyway. That's how we feel.
Well, yeah, definitely. They don't keep it. Like, and they're all brainwashed because, like, since they're, like, 2 years old, they get taught that, like, Kim Jong-un is, like, a god. And,
yeah.
Like, the Americans are bad.
Yeah, cult of personality.
Literally, man. So anytime they see him, they think they're actually mean god. So they start, like, bawling, crying and all this crap. Like, it's fucking mad. I'd love to go there just to see what it's like. But it's just, like, I wouldn't trust myself. I think if I actually went, I'd probably end up in jail or something.
No,
you know,
you'd end up dead.
Yeah, something like that. Like, because, like, I'd say if you littered or something.
But they probably won't even find out about you.
Yeah.
No one will ever find out about you. You just disappeared.
Yeah.
They won't even tell you, we execute them. They won't even tell them.
Be like,
they'll never get closure.
Yeah, just be like, Connor, I don't think he ever came here, actually. there's just, like, no records I even showed up.
Oh, it's a fucking keep. I'll never go there. Illustrate. I'm never gonna go there. I don't want
to
risk
it. See, my mom went to Russia when it was during, like, when Russia was the fucking
Soviet.
Yeah. And she was like, it was pretty much like North Korea, but, like, it was easier to get to and stuff like that. But so, like, she went there when it was, like, proper fucking communists and all that crap.
Yeah.
And she was like, it was just kind of mad. You could still go to Russia. You can't really go to North Korea. There's only one fucking airline that goes to North Korea. And it's like some shitty airline that only works like fucking like once a fucking year. You know? Because like there's a few YouTube channels that do go to North Korea. Like, and the plane is like, it's like a four-seater person thing. Like, because you have to get one flight to like China. And then you have to go to like this weird spot in China. And then that flights you to Russia. And then you have to go to Russia onto this little train. And this train brings you there or something. It's some mad way, like, you know. Because they don't actually have an airport there.
They don't?
Nah, North Korea is tiny, like.
Fucking hell. And the people in North Korea are not like tourists. They can get out, like. Obviously, you need special permission and shit like that. It's hard to get out. But, like, could people from North Korea get out of the country?
There's loads of them that do get out, like. They, obviously, it fucking, like, it's life or death, like, you know. But it's like, you can either swim to fucking South Korea or you can fucking go to China. But China's mates with fucking North Korea, so if they catch you there, you're flying back. And if they fucking knew you fucking left, you're dead, like, you know. But there's also this other shit, like, basically, which is pretty mad. Like, basically, they have these, like, rankings of people. I can't remember what they're called. I think tomatoes are, like, the good guys. And, like, I don't know, some ranking system they use. And basically, if you're, like, a tomato, it's, like, you're, like, a politician for North Korea and stuff like that. So, like, you're able to leave the country and stuff. So, you're able to go to, like, America or UK and all this crap. But you're only allowed to leave the country if you have a family. Because the family can't come with you. So, if you leave to go to the UK or whatever, it means you have to come back for your family. Because if you don't come back for your family, the family goes to jail. So it uses your family as like a hostage. I swear to God. It's like a... Because there was this guy in America who did an interview or something. He's like a North Korean guy who basically got out of North Korea. And he was like a politician. And but his family have been fucked pretty much. Because he went to fly to America or whatever. And he had to leave his family because his family obviously can't come with him.
It's fucking hell. This is fucked up.
Yeah, North Korea is a fucking crazy, man. It's like a movie. It's fucking...
Yeah, it's not even real.
Yeah,
it's
literally.
Like a fucking Hollywood film.
Fucking literally. Like, here, someone make a fucking sick movie out of this shit. You know? Actually, would, like.
Oh, there's a film about it called The Interview.
Have you ever seen that? Yeah, that got banned. They got banned.
Yeah, they got banned in North Korea.
Oh, what was it? Oh, fucking, do you know, I think it was Facebook. It was either Facebook or Twitter got banned in China because people kept posting, you know, Winnie the Pooh. They kept posting pictures of Winnie the Pooh and the Chinese president said that they looked the same. So your man banned Facebook.
Yeah. TikTok's banned in China as well. They're made in China. TikTok's a Chinese company, yet they banned it.
Yeah, maybe that's why one of those companies, people were posting shit about Winnie the Pooh and him.
Yeah, I'm saying this TikTok.
They do have a TikTok. They do have a TikTok, but it's called like Dunyan or some shit like that. I don't know what the fuck it is. But that's getting
it's
bad.
It's definitely heavily monitored.
Oh, 100%. But like even in America, they're trying to ban TikTok and shit, which is like, I don't know. I what I always feel is that it's like, it's just a bit like, because their whole point is about the dad is going to China or whatever the fuck. But it's like, it doesn't make too much sense to me because, like, Facebook sells data to China.
Yeah.
And Google sells data to China. So, the only bit that...
Fucking everyone.
Yeah, literally.
Everyone.
You know?
Yeah, so fuck data, eh?
I think it's more of a money thing that America... Because, like, Facebook's market value is in the bin because of, like, TikTok and, like, fucking all that shit. Like, even YouTube is kind of fucking...
I don't think it's in the bin because they own Instagram and all. Instagram's huge.
Yeah, no, Instagram's huge, but Facebook itself, like Meta, because Facebook's like Meta now, but like they lost like $2 billion trying to make Meta, you know, like Meta.
Yeah,
they were trying to make Meta work, but like no one fucking cares about it. Like they did an opening day for Meta and only like 7 people turned up for the fucking thing. But TikTok is like a big thing, like a big competitor for Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
So like America obviously like, don't really want... like fucking this Chinese company essentially to be taking all the money from an American company, like you know.
Yeah, there's a new Cold War.
Yeah, man. But I think there's gonna be some big shit going on with like America and China or something. Like,
it's definitely gonna get a bit bigger.
Yeah, like especially with the China and like Russia and all this fucking shit. And they joined forces with like Saudi and South Africa, I think it was, or something. They joined like it's like a NATO version but for like Russia and China. Like I read that the other day and I was like, fucking hell, like World War fucking III is on the way, like, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be stressed, man. I'd be stressed.
Oh, stop.
I don't know how this fucking generation would actually react to a world war. Have to be.
Yeah, because... No disrespect, this generation are pussies.
Yeah,
they're pussies. Imagine them being conscripted and being drafted and forced to go to war.
It's not happening, like. Yeah. People have too many fucking mental issues at this point, like, you know? Like, people be like, oh, I'm too depressed to go or something. You know?
Yeah.
And you know what would be the funniest
one? I'd be bored dumb to me. I just feel down. I don't want to go to war.
It'd be the ones, you know, the ones who are like, mad, they repost like Andrew Tate quotes and shit. Yeah. Like, they'll be the ones who'll be the last person to go. They'll be like, they'll be like, oh, rise and grind and all this crap. And then they'd be the very last person to go anywhere near a fucking world war. I'm not saying I'd be fucking very stoked to go.
I'm not gonna fuck that.
As soon as that happens,
oh, you know, something I don't believe in. Do I have to fucking risk my life for fucking America? Fuck off.
No way. The only thing is that Ireland's like a. We're like a passive country or some shit, aren't we?
Ireland, right, I heard something on the news that Ireland are now fucking giving out shit to the Ukraine, like aids and military weapons and all that shit. So if there's a World War III, Russia's going to attack us.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were on like Putin's list or something.
Yeah, so yeah. Basically...
I was like, no way.
Yeah,
yeah,
no. So if there's a World War III, we're fucked.
I think I'd move country to like... What's like a country everyone's fucking mates with?
Switzerland.
Yeah, or like Sweden or something.
Sweden, yeah.
And everyone fucking likes Sweden, like, you know. Yeah. Actually, I don't know. Sweden's too close to Ukraine and Russia. I probably would go to Switzerland. Isn't it? Well, then I'd go to Sweden, actually, and just hide in the mountains or something.
It's in Scandinavia. Like, Scandinavia's just above us.
Yeah, no, I'd go to Sweden.
Literally above the UK.
Yeah. Or fucking Iceland, actually. Nobody gives a fuck about Iceland. Like,
yeah, fuck Iceland.
Yeah, so, like, they're not gonna
Iceland doesn't exist.
Literally, they're not gonna bomb them, like, you know.
Yeah, no chance.
I remember seeing that, I was like, fucking hell. When they were like, oh, Ireland's on Putin's list, I was like, yeah, now we're in the fucking ropes, like, you know.
Yeah.
But if that day ever fucking came, I'd start, like, cleaning the dishes, fucking mopping the floor, I'm not going anywhere, you know.
Yeah, no chance of going to war, but fuck it. Why not kill some fucking Russian bastards like we did in Call of Duty?
Yeah. That's what I'd say. It's like, oh, give me them fucking COD. Yeah. I'm not going nowhere.
Send me to Nuketown. Yeah. It's actually going to be Nuketown.
Literally.
Yeah, but send me to the favelas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me get that KD ratio up.
Yeah, I was watching a fucking good bit of Narcos. Well, I only finished Narcos the other day, so yeah. I know my way around the favelas or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he was fucking living it up in that shit, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, the fellas, like, you do see it, like, they're always so fucking happy and shit, you know? They're always dancing about and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Look, it's a kid, but fucking hell, the people are just fucking delighted now, you know, man.
Yeah, they have a good sense of life or some shit. Yeah, I don't know, I wonder if it's just because they're probably not on social media like we are, you know? Probably. So they're not like, oh, I'm gonna go home, fucking go on, PlayStation, meet you on a game of FIFA or some shit. Yeah. They'd just be like, oh, let's go play a fucking kick a ball or some
football,
shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, it'd be cool to go down there for a bit.
But to be honest, there's a lot of crime in the favelas as well.
Oh, but yeah, obviously.
It's a fucking game. Have you seen that picture of Ronaldinho and his teammate had a gun?
No, I haven't seen that one.
There was a picture of Ronaldinho way back in the day. He was young because he had short hair at the time. And then his teammate was literally holding a pistol. I was like, what the fuck is that?
I think that's just so normal, though. Like, do you know, what's that other Brazilian fella who was supposed to be, like, a really big footballer, but, like, he just became really fat and he didn't do anything?
Adriano.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen you know he lives in the favelas now?
Yeah, I know, yeah. I think he's a fucking gangster now, like, he's mates with some gangsters, isn't
he? Yeah, like, he was a proper big footballer for, like, a year or two.
Yeah, just, he was like, fucking unbelievable.
I think he, like, fucked up his knee or so. I don't know, or maybe...
His dad died.
Oh yeah, then that's what it was. Yeah. Oh yeah, because I remember I fucking watched a YouTube thing on that, and like that showed me like what he's doing now. He's just like in the favelas with like these fellas just posting guns and AK-47s, you know,
gang signs and all.
Yeah, man. You know. Oh Jesus.
It's actually sad. Like, it's actually sad what's going on with him. Like, obviously, like he got out the favelas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and just got straight back. It's like that. You know, guy. Do you watch basketball?
No, I don't.
No, I don't watch basketball either. But there's a guy called John Morant. You know him?
John Morant, heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's basically like an NBA player, and they're like considering a fucking kicking him out, like, because he's on like this 20 million year contract or whatever, and he's there on his Instagram live like with a gun and all this shit. But this, the fella went to private school, and like he lived in like a nice neighborhood, like he wasn't a gangster. Like,
what's that remind you of? Have you watched 8 Mile?
With Eminem.
The final rap battle.
Oh yeah. So yeah. He went to private school. Yeah. But that would, yeah,
his name is Clarence, and Clarence lives with his two parents.
No, but yeah, that's basically what people are saying, like, that he's like, he's trying to make it back into the hood, like, you know.
It's so hard to be fucking hard, you know what I mean?
Like, it's so hard to just be
He's fucking posh.
Yeah, literally, like, you know, it's so hard to just be a fucking, not a fucking idiot, like, you know, the fella's on a 20, I think it's more than 20 million a year, probably. I think it's 200, actually.
200?
I think so. He's a big basketball player.
Fucking hell.
Because 200 million a year, that's not like... like,
to be honest, that's... not even footballers get that.
200 mil?
200 mil a year.
Ah, depends who it is now.
They get 50 max.
If it's like Messi or something.
I don't think even Messi had that.
I don't know, I'd say so. Like, Messi was a fucking, like...
Messi's the goal, but I don't think he's even had that.
200 mil. Ronaldo must have.
Probably got Saudi Arabia the oil money, you know.
Yeah, and his Instagram itself, like...
yeah. He makes more money off Instagram than he does a fucking week.
Yeah, I'd say his phone must be so annoying. Like he posts a picture, it must be like bing, 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 bing. Like, just, because what's he got, like, fucking 1 million likes of posters? Probably more, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Probably about 20
million. He's the most followed person on Instagram.
Yeah, that must be fucking mad. Imagine being his kid, though. Like, you've such big shoes to fill, like, you know? Like, because he's obviously going to be sore money-wise anyways. Like, but, like, he has to be good, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if he's shit, yeah, like, he's just waste. You know?
Yeah, and it's hard because a lot of footballers, they play football because they're poor. Like,
yeah.
Ronaldo was poor before he made it. How good is his kid going to be, you know what I mean? Because he's bondage.
Yeah, he's not.
Like, he won't have that fire that his outfit had.
Yeah, but he's never been through anything, like, bad, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You'd have to, like...
and you have to go through bad shit to fucking, you know...
You know? Like, fucking... yeah, you have to go through some bad shit. Yeah. While some, like... you know, some hardships or whatever, you know, like, because he's pretty much had, he's completed life before he's like 8.
Yeah.
You know, well, I guess he hasn't, but like, his dad, like, money wise definitely, but like, I say his dad's gonna have to do something. I just feel Ronaldo wouldn't accept his kid being shit, though.
Oh, definitely.
You know, he's like that proper, I'd say he has like such a big ego, like that, like, he, yeah, especially like, even though he always says he's mates with Messi, I generally don't think he is. Like,
he's definitely not Messi.
Yeah, like, I'd say
he's just PR. Have you seen his sister's post about Messi talking shit?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
His family are obsessed with Messi. They hate his guts.
Yeah, and Messi just doesn't care.
Like, he doesn't care. That shows the difference between Messi and Ronaldo. Ronaldo cares so much about Messi. Messi doesn't care about Ronaldo.
No, he doesn't. I think that's an ego thing. I generally don't think Messi has an ego. Like,
he's proper humble. Yeah. He's the greatest player ever. Yeah, he's so fucking humble.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I Ronaldo, you can just tell he has a huge ego. Yeah. Like, you know, that's why I always say, like, he would not accept his son being shit. Like,
yeah, you know, he reminds me of Ronaldo, Michael Jordan.
Literally, the way he speaks and shit.
He's so selfish, man. Like, even his mates, like, winning an award and he didn't, like, he'd fucking, like, they won't be mates anymore.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. You won an award and no, he didn't. We're not mates anymore.
Yeah, like, you ever seen, like...
yeah, I was seeing in The Last Dance, he's a fucking mad cunt.
Yeah, I tried watching that. I never actually...
I always thought it's really good.
Is it?
Yeah,
I see, I need to get back into
it. It's really good. Really good.
Sometimes I just can't be arsed with, like, you know those kind of motivational videos you get on your phone and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And you're, like, you're in bed and you're just like, here, I'm just actually not trying to hear this, like, at this moment in time. Like, mm-hmm. You know, where they're like, you need to get up, you need to do it. I was like, here, mate, like, I'm literally just sat down, like, you know? Like, sometimes I just can't be arsed, like, you know? Sometimes I just want to sit down and enjoy watching something rather than someone screaming out, you need to do better, do more! And I was like, oh, come on, let me just sit down for 10 minutes, like, you know? You know? But, I don't know, some people are into that, like, mad motivational shit, you know?
Yeah, some people are just... they just want to chill and they'll just scream in your face, like, fuck off, yeah.
Sometimes I'm into that, like, if I'm really just... tired and just can't be arsed to do something, I might whack on something just to get me a bit of energy.
You know, the best motivational thing we ever did, like, before we go to the gym, we'd fucking watch a Rocky training montage.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard a lot of people
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, I do that before I go to the gym, just get pumped up before I go to the gym, just go and fucking, fucking lift iron and all that, take it on fucking Rocky, you know?
Yeah, man. Oh, jeez. Yeah, I always do the, what you call it? I'll always do this, like, I'll be fucking, I'll get in a good routine of going to the gym, like, I go for about a week flat, like, you know? And then, like, I'd end up recording a video or something, and, like, for me to edit a video, it'd take, like, 4 or 5 days or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, because I'm doing that all day, I get completely out of the fucking routine of going to the gym, and then I end up like not going for that whole fucking time. But I need to get a better routine of going constantly.
You need
like,
to find a balance.
Yeah, you know, because I just like, yeah, half the time I'd just be sitting there on the fucking computer editing this thing all day, whereas like I probably should have went to the gym or some shit like that. You know?
Or probably, if I were you, we go to the gym early in the morning.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, go to the gym, then do what you normally do on your normal days, and then when you have time, then go to your laptop and start editing.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. I had some guy actually reach out to me he pretty much kind of scammed me, like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, this random guy, I don't know who he is, he's some guy from the UK, like, and he goes, oh, here, mate, basically, because you do social media, I basically do this, he said this on a voice note saying, oh, yeah, I'll do a free plan out for you or whatever, and I was like, oh, right, grand, I'll get in a call with you tomorrow, like, so I got on the call with him, and he was just going on nonsense, it was like, I was doing, like, an interview with the guy, like, he was asking me so many questions, he was like, oh, so why did you pick me, and I was like, well, mate, I didn't actually pick you, you texted me, like, you know, but I didn't say that, I was just like, oh, I just wanted to get into the gym or whatever the fuck, so we were going on for ages, like, and then, like, at the end, he was like, all right, Grant, so we'll do this, and because you're a social media guy, I'll give you 50% off, and I was like, 50% off, you said it was for free, like, well, I was like, I'll go ahead with it, and then, so he gets to the actual how much it is, he goes, so, because it's 50% off, it's only £100 a month, where it used to be 200 quid a month, and like, so he was getting to it, and he was like, oh, so, do you want to do that, mate, and I was just like, he was proper British, so he always said mate, and so then I just go, oh, here, actually, can I just get back to you, like, you know, and stuff, and he was like, oh, are you not happy with the thing and stuff, and I was like, no, I was like, no, the service is good and stuff like that, but I was like, yeah, actually told me it was for free, like, you know? Yeah. And stuff, and he was like, oh, no, I meant this call is for free, and I was like, I was just like, oh, all right, mate, and stuff, and then he was just like, oh, I just basically said, oh, here, fucking, I might, if I'm thinking about doing it, I'll call you back, like, you know, yeah. But I was just like, fuck that, like, if I just, like, I wasn't about to give some guy £100 a month who lives in the UK, and I've never even met him before. Yeah. Like, he was expecting me to just give him my card details over a Zoom call.
Card details, that's definitely a scam.
Yeah, but, like, it was...
100% a scam. He wants to take your fucking money.
Yeah, and, like, that's why I was like, fuck that. Like, you know, even if he was a genuine guy, I still wouldn't have given me card details over Zoom, like, you know? Yeah. But, like, it wasn't even that, like... you know your man, Keen O'Matney?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does...
Had him on the podcast.
Yeah. He does the fucking... He does his course, too. So that's how I knew about the guy, because Keen put it on his story, and I clicked into the link on his story, like, because he linked the gym guy, and I clicked into the link or whatever, and then, like, so he, that's how he texted me, because he goes, oh, I seen you were checking out my story or whatever the fuck, so that's how I found him and stuff. So like, obviously people are actually paying this shit, like, but I thought Keen did for free, like, so next time I see him, I'm gonna actually ask him. I was like, hey, mate, did you actually pay that guy £100? Like, yeah. You know, it'd be so funny if this guy actually sees this shit.
Yeah, imagine he actually did, yeah.
I don't care, like, you know, I think he's from, like, Birmingham or something, I don't know. He always said mate every, like, 2 seconds.
Everyone in the UK says it.
Yeah, he was like, oh, mate, is that alright, mate? And stuff, and I was
that
like,
sounds yeah. London. Sounds more London.
Yeah, something like that. Hopefully he doesn't, like, stab me or something, but, like, hey, you know.
Except in Liverpool, they only say lad in Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool's, like, a different fucking place, like, you know.
It's,
like,
it's not even the UK for me.
Yeah, literally.
It's like Ireland, but nicer.
Some places in Liverpool are pretty rough, fucking rough. I've never been to Liverpool now, but the other place
go to Liverpool.
It's actually good.
Oh, beautiful.
See, I don't even think I've ever been to an actual football game, now that I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, I've been to a few Gaelic games, but, like, I don't even like Gaelic. But I fucking... like, I'm playing some fucking Gaelic charity match.
Yeah.
It's basically... I think it's for young... I could be completely wrong about the charity, but I think it's for young minds or something. I'm not 100% sure. But it's basically just a bunch of lads, like... I think, you know, Protein Bar, he's playing and stuff like that. And it's in, like, June or something. But it's in Cork, I think it is. But anyways, like I'm playing for the Gaelic thing, but like I generally have not played Gaelic. I think I played Gaelic about twice or something. Like I am going to be the best player ever, but also awful. Like, you know, I don't know. I always just said it's going to be a bit of fun. Like, you know, fuck it. Like, you know, especially if it's for charity and it's shit. And I've never played before. Like, because when he emailed me about it, I was like, oh, here, mate, are you sure? Like, I've never actually played before. Like, I was like, I don't even know what the rules are and stuff. And he's like, oh, no, it's just a bit of a joke and stuff, you know. But I always said it's going to be a bit of crack. Like, you know, it'd be fun. Like, you know. Yeah.
What about the PEL? You're doing PEL as well?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing the PEL, yeah. I only found out PEL is fucking Irish for football. I didn't even know that.
You know what? You know Pele, like the Irish
word.
I always thought Pele, the word the Irish word was named after Pele, the Brazilian player.
That would make sense. You know?
It's so similar.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I need to fucking Google it out.
Yeah.
Is Pele named after Pele?
You might be onto something there.
Yeah.
You might be onto something.
Before we found out it was Brazilian, when I heard it, Pele, I was like, Pele's Irish. I may have played 7 at the time.
Oh, fucking imagine fucking was Irish, that'd be unbelievable.
Oh, I imagine. Yeah, Pele did play in Ireland before. He played for, I think, Brazil in Daily Mount. That's why they have a mural of him. Yeah, Bows have a mural of Pele because he played in Daily Mount Park.
What the fuck? I did not know that.
Yeah. Literally, like I was saying, like, and Bows fucking put a mural of every famous person who's been in Daily Mount Park or been in Facebook or something.
Bows? Bows? Yeah. Oh, yeah, are you a Bows fan?
Nah, fuck Bows. Shells.
Oh, Shells?
Yeah.
See, I'm so out of the Irish football teams. I don't even know.
League of Ireland, yeah, it's getting bigger.
Yeah, no, I remember.
It's like it's become proper professional now. That's what it's become. Every team in the League of Ireland, except UCD, are now a proper professional club. Not semi-professional, like full-on pros now.
And what, do they actually get like paid and shit?
They get paid proper, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Good money.
You want to, football in general is just getting bigger and stuff. But like,
it is, yeah. It's always been big. Football's always been big.
Oh, obviously.
It's the biggest spot in the world.
I've only... like I don't know, I just never got into it, like, you know, because like I don't know, like I remember one of the lads back in primary school, like, you know, but he was a big Shamrock Rovers fan, and like fucking I don't even know, I think I knew what the fuck Shamrock Rovers was. Like, you know, that's how, like I never even been to a fucking Irish league game, like, you know.
Yeah,
like I've been to the Bows football stadium before, but that was because I was doing this this live stream for this guy. It was a fucking live dating thing. It was actually the worst thing in all mankind. It was so bad. It was a live stream where you had to date this girl, and she was she was the worst girl ever. Not even like good looks wise, she was just awful to speak to.
An horrible person.
Yeah, she was just a prick, like, you know. As in, like,
is she good looking? Because it's always the good looking girls around.
She wasn't that good looking. She was like an emo, like she wore like cat ears and stuff. But you know the worst of it was when the camera wasn't on, she was lovely and nice and stuff. But as soon as the camera went on, she was a prick.
But then she's playing a character.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah, but I drank way too fucking much, and I was plastered, like, because I was like, oh, I just can't. I can do some things, but shit like that, I just can't do. Like, I just cringe so much, like, you know. So I drank way too much, like, and at one point, I was just so drunk, like, they were asking me, like, I got kicked out because she didn't like me, because I was so drunk, I was becoming a prick to her, like, you know, and stuff. And they were asking, oh, so how'd you feel getting kicked out by her or something? And I remember I said something like, oh, I only go for like 8s and ups anyway, so it doesn't matter. And she, even when the camera finished rolling, she still didn't, like, I tried to say sorry and stuff like that, but she wasn't having any of it, like. You know, she proper took that personally. Oh, and even the people in the comments were like, oh, that guy's such a prick and stuff.
I imagine you in 4 states.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't, like. Like, I don't know. Like, one of my mates actually
fuck
did it.
Fuck 4 states is so fake.
Yeah.
So fake, man. Like, it's not even a fucking date. Like, you just say, oh, yeah, look, see her again. Never see her again.
Oh, yeah, it's all for entertainment, like, and stuff. Yeah. But just shit, like, I can do, like, pretty much most things. I could stand in front of, like, a room full of people and just kind of do anything, like, but it's shit like that where you're like, oh, I don't know, I just can't do that fucking when you're dating or trying to pull a bird in, like, alive. I just can't do it, like, my body just cringes, like, I just can't. There's just some shit I just cannot do, like, you know.
It's just this shit, just keep it private, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
keep that private, because when you're dating someone, you're kind of vulnerable to them, you open up to it, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're showing a whole different story that you don't want to show to the world.
Yeah, it's just, I wouldn't even say it's that though. It's just, I don't know, my body just doesn't accept it. Like, I don't know. It'd be like Love Island too. Like, I just couldn't do that either. Like, you know? But anything else, like, I could do it. Like, I could fucking probably walk into a room of people with me fucking in me boxers, like, you know? And but, like, just some shit I just can't do, like, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think if I did it a few times, I'd probably get more used to it.
Say one of your mates done four states.
Yeah. His name's Aaron Whelan. Aaron Whelan,
the DJ?
No, he's not a DJ. He's a rapper. Oh well, I don't know if he does raps anymore, but he used to be a rapper. His name is Wheelo Fella.
Oh, the Wheelo Fella. Yeah.
He was in my school and stuff. And
Wheelo, I thought Aaron Wheelan was like, I know Aaron Wheelan isn't being a DJ.
Oh, no.
Wheelo Fella. I never knew his real name.
Oh, well, no, yeah. But
isn't the Wheelo in the army, though?
I think he was in the army. He's doing something else. He's actually done well for himself, to be fair.
Yeah.
I don't think he does the raps anymore. I think he works for some... I think he's a salesperson or something for somebody. He makes decent money now.
Yeah.
But, he's cool enough. Like, but, like, he was in my school, but, like, fucking... Like, we were never mates, like, you know? Because he was, like, 2 years above me and shit like that. But, like, he fucking... Like, he'll text me the odd time, like, about, like, one of me TikTok clips or some shit like that. Or, like, post it or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. But, like, we were never, like, mates, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I probably only talked to the fella maybe, like... I don't think I've ever even talked to him really in school. I've only ever talked to him over text and shit like that, you know? Yeah. But he was on it. But yeah. I
wasn't he a prick in it?
Yeah. But he was definitely just playing a character or something. Yeah, like he definitely went in there going like, oh yeah, here, I'm gonna be a prick to this bar. Yeah. Like, you know,
I definitely want to bring him onto the podcast, hopefully like the next episode.
Just
to ask him about four stage and like everything that goes on.
Yeah, he's a...
I never brought someone on his done a reality show. That'd be interesting to see like what goes on there.
Yeah, I'd love to know what it was fucking like it as well, like, you know, like, because I don't know, like, because I say there's loads of shit that goes on, like, behind the scenes, you just don't know, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
But, like, don't know, like, shit like that, like, fair play, like, I just couldn't do shit like that, like, I think I'd cringe so much doing that,
yeah.
Or I'd have to go in, like, playing such a character that I'm just not even me, like, you know.
Yeah, that's the worst thing, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, just, everything's fake.
Yeah, but that's the only way I could do it. I couldn't genuinely try and pull a bird on live TV, like, couldn't do it, like,
yeah.
You know, but if I was playing a character as in, like, oh, I'm gonna come in and act like a complete weirdo, I could do that, like, yeah. You know,
yeah,
but just trying to actually pull her, like, nah, you know, just like live game, like, you know,
yeah.
No way.
Actually, look, if you weren't doing TikTok and YouTube, what do you think you would do now?
What would I do? I think genuinely, because like before I started doing like TikTok and YouTube, like I was genuinely like one of the most unconfident people ever. So I generally just think I probably would just be, because I was going to say I was probably would have done something with selling something online, but then I was like, I probably genuinely actually wouldn't, like, I wouldn't have had the confidence to actually do it. So like, I probably genuinely would just be doing just college and just going day by day, probably wouldn't have actually been doing very much, like, to be generally honest, like, you know, because like doing videos and TikToks and stuff, like, it does actually get you a decent bit of confidence, because like I used to do like MMA and stuff like that, but like...
Have you? What'd you?
I, you know the SBG up in Tala.
Oh, the one with Paddy Hillahan.
I was in that one, but there's another one in Tala. But I used to be in Paddy's one, but I basically was in the two of them.
We know Paddy's not with SBG anymore.
Yeah, his is Paddy Hillahan.
Paddy Hillahan
MMA or
MMA.
Something now. But I was.
Not SBG Tala. SBG D24.
Yeah, that was the one.
Yeah.
And I was.
I don't get it. Why is that two gyms in Tala?
Well, Paddy's thing is like. I actually couldn't even tell you, like, the Tala one was there to begin with, but Paddy used to work in the Tala one, but I think in his head he was like, I can make more money opening my own one, so he opened his own one down the road, like,
okay.
So, and then all the people who were fans of Paddy went to that one,
okay.
And but the Tala one was there to begin with, and he just moved on, but I did that for about 5 years or some shit like that, because my account name on TikTok used to be like Huncho MMA,
yeah,
because I used to just do like punching the bag and all this other shit. It was all MMA, like, and then I had like one video like blew up, like it got like 2.5 mil or some shit like that, like just in it, like a day, and I was like, it was fucking mad, like, you know, and it was literally just me just punching a bag, like, with like text over it. It was something like how to be an alpha man. I was like, eat a brick and like fucking train for like 7 days. It was something mad. I can't even remember. I'd love to find it now. I think I've literally like so many fucking TikToks, it would take fucking ages to find it. I think it's actually gotten taken down now, unfortunately, but that was the first one that blew up, and then like fucking after that, like, I just fucking kind of changed it from MMA to kind of skits, And then like the skits kind of got a bit boring. So then I just kind of during in the summer, I just like, oh fuck, I just start doing like YouTube and shit. And then just like fucking just start doing pranks and shit, you know? Yeah. And then, yeah, just went from fucking there, man. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, yeah. It kind of just, it changes fast, like, you know?
Yeah. Who do you look up to in the YouTube scene when it comes to, like, doing prank videos?
Oh, pranks itself? Probably, like, Nelk, because I used to watch them when I was younger.
Yeah.
But, Nico's good as well, like, but I'd probably say, genuinely, probably, like, Nelk, like, because I just think they're shit, like, because they've been around for fucking time, too, yeah, like, long you time, know? Yeah. But, yeah, I'd definitely say Gideon makes fucking good videos now too, like actual prank videos. I don't really watch too many fucking of his now because like, don't know, a lot of time I just can't be arsed watching them. Like, but the ideas are very good, like, because you can see when an idea of a YouTube video is good, like. But yeah, I'd say definitely now could be up there, like.
Yeah, I actually love the ones where like that's way back in the days. I'm talking about 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, like. Them pranks on YouTube, it was like Vlad, Dennis, and all them. They go to the hood and all and prank.
Yeah.
Actually, was it there? I like that. And then was it there? A prank there?
Don't know, like, cause it, like I'd be happily to do it, but it's more me cameraman. Like one, like I think generally it wouldn't be that they'd go for me. I think they'd go for the camera or something. As in, like they'd break the camera because they'd be like, if they knew you're filming them, obviously, they'd be like, you know, that'd be the bit that would worry me more. Like, cause I'd fucking like. Like I know it's coming. One day I'm getting punched, like, you know. So I'm like I'm just ready for it. Like, so like I'd happily take the bunch or whatever. But it's more just like the actual cameraman. Like I wouldn't put him through like getting his whole camera broken, like, you know. Yeah. But you never know. Like one day, like, but to be fair, like Dublin City and America is so different. Like,
yeah,
I don't think that you'd get attacked like that. You know,
yeah,
like I've done shit like where I've done like a fake sneeze on people, and like people in Ireland, they're just so fucking forgiving. Like I'm going up to people full on with a little ball all over the back of their neck, like shoving it into my pocket. So when I turn around, they just see I'm here and I'm like, oh, sorry, I just sneezed on you. It's just a bit of COVID or whatever the fuck. And they're just like, oh, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but some people do lose their mind, but it takes longer. But like if I was doing that in America, like you'd catch a right hook or something.
Yeah.
You know? But like in Ireland, like people are more like, I don't know, like they're just nicer, I feel.
Yeah, that's why, do you think it's hard to break through in Ireland? Because of how Irish people act.
Yeah, and Irish people really fucking hate a camera. Yeah. Absolutely hate it. Whereas in America, they don't hate it as much, like, because they're so used to cameras. Like Ireland is so far behind and just like social media in general. Like, you know, it's only kind of very recently there's been a lot of people coming up through like, whatever the fuck, Instagram, Facebook, whatever the fuck, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas like in America, it's always been there, you know. There's always been social media guys, like, you know. Whereas like you walk down the street, you see someone with a fucking camera or whatever the fuck. You don't really see that, like, you know.
I still don't see people like being really big on TikTok or any Irish people. The only Irish content creator who's pure just Jacksepticeye.
Oh yeah, but he's been doing it years.
He's been doing it a long time, but still, he's the only Irish content creator that's gone mainstream. There's just no one else in Ireland. You know what kind of bothers me, Jacksepticeye?
He's more UK though, as in he moved to the UK.
Yeah, but still, that's the annoying thing. Like, he didn't take the whole scene with him, the Irish YouTube scene. Like, he left us all down on our own, like, struggling. That's why, like, if anyone makes it, like, in the Irish scene, the YouTube scene, the TikTok scene, whatever, they could, like, take the whole country with him, open the door, take everyone else with him.
Yeah, yeah, but don't know. See, I only feel with Jacksepticeye that he did start so, like, way before. Like, when he was making videos to begin with, like, I generally didn't even know another Irish YouTuber. I know, I didn't watch his shit either. Like, I didn't watch him. But, like, I knew of him, obviously. But, like, I generally didn't even know any other Irish guys, like, you know. And he always made his stuff, like, with English people. Like, if he was making a video, it was always with an English person, like, you know. But, you know, he was obviously just... You know, you got to just use your opportunities and stuff like that, you know. Like, if an English guy is calling you to do something with them, like, you know, it's just, like, different doors and shit, you know.
Yeah.
And now he's just so big now that, like, it'd be hard for him to do something with an Irish guy now. Because, like, so he's, as you said, like, he's so far ahead of everyone.
Yeah. But it would be nice for him to drag us with him, do you know what I mean? I'm not a content creator. I'm not a YouTuber or a content creator. I'm just a podcaster. But even the biggest podcast in Ireland aren't that big. If you think about it, like...
Yeah, who is the biggest one, like? I don't even know.
I'd say... My therapist goes to me, talking bollocks.
Oh, yeah. I know the Talking Bollocks one, yeah.
Say Talking Bollocks, probably just their voice because we love the podcast. They're big in Ireland, but they're not really...
No, they're not, like, world.
That big, you know what I mean?
It's hard to break out of Ireland, because even if you're...
That's why, like, I hop with the first ones, like, out of Vega, like, I want to be the first one to do it, but once I do, I want to take everything with me, like, every other podcast, and put Ireland on the map, just like the UK and America.
Yeah.
I want to do with that.
I'd say it's coming, man, like, because fucking, like...
It's coming, it's going, like, to happen. I don't know who it is, hope it's us, but it's going to happen. Ireland will be on the map.
Oh, yeah, 100%, man. Like, fucking, I always say, like, to when I'm making videos, like, let's say, like, if I post a video and it does shit, like, I don't look at it as, like, oh, it does shit. I always just see it as, like, my discography of videos is good. So, like, as soon as one does blow up, they have all these other videos to watch. So I don't get too, I don't beat myself up too much if a video does shit. Because I just look at it as, like, oh, there's another video for when one does blow up. They just have more shit to watch. Mm-hmm. As in, like, because sometimes you can, like, especially with YouTube, because, like, for me, like, when I make a YouTube video, the shit is fucking, like, it's expensive, man, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, sometimes if the video does shit, like, it can beat you up, man, you know? Like, sometimes you're like, oh, this video is gonna do fucking sick. Like, that one who I did the cooking in college, like, I was convinced, I was telling everyone, I was like, here, boys, like, this video is blowing up, man. Yeah. You know, I was like, obviously on TikTok they blow up, but that's like different gravy. Like, a blown up video on TikTok and YouTube,
it's so easy to get going on,
because it's a 15 second thing, like, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, so I was like telling everyone, I was like, hey, boys, fucking this thing is blowing up, like, fucking, I was like, here, boys, get ready, like, you know? And then the fucking video had an absolute stinker, like, you know? So I was like, it didn't help, this thumbnail was shit and stuff, and I had to change it, like, a few, like, 2 weeks after and stuff. But, like, even then, like, but, like, that one pretty much beat me up quite a bit. But then after that, I was like, oh, here, fucking, there's no point in fucking, like, don't, looking at it like that, like, you know, because you're just going to fucking absolutely beat yourself up about this shit, like, you know?
Yeah, it's just putting too much pressure on yourself. Just enjoy the process.
Literally, because I was saying about the, I don't know if you know Ryan Maher.
He does
TikTok. He has, like, 1 million followers or some shit on TikTok. Yeah, like, he's quite big on TikTok. We were talking about shit, like, he was talking about something about brand deals and stuff like that on TikTok and stuff, and I was telling him, like, because of the videos I make, I just don't get any, like, you know? And I was like, to be fair, like, Coke or something is just not going to want to be with some guy who's going into shops pretending to work there and being a prick, pretty much, like, you know? So, like, I was talking to him about that and stuff, and he was just saying stuff, and what I basically said to him was, like, oh, social media is, like, as soon as I stop enjoying social media, I'll just start doing something else, because the only reason I started doing it was for the enjoyment of it, because, like, if I'm gonna start hating doing it anyways, I might as well just get a different fucking job, you know? Because if you're gonna hate it either way, what's the point of fucking doing it? The only reason you started doing it was to enjoy it, like, you know? So you have to enjoy it, the process, to a certain extent, like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. And then I got one last question for you to wrap this up. How would you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered? I would definitely like to be remembered as the first kind of out there Irish YouTuber. As in, like, I wouldn't really want, like, I'd rather be remembered for my YouTube videos rather than the TikTok stuff. As in, like, the first one who actually went out there in public and put themselves out there. And, like, people say I do Americanize Irish YouTube, as in, like, this shit I make is
understandable because it's American content.
Yeah, my stuff's very American, like, these kind of fake employee stuff, like, it's not really Irish, it's very American, like, but I would like to be remembered as just, like, kind of a mad guy who makes good YouTube videos, and kind of like the first one in Ireland.
Yeah, and provide a blueprint for everyone else to follow.
Yeah, you know, man, like, fucking, like, Prince have always been there, like, you know, but, like, we just, I don't know, I always just seen it as just Ireland just never really had something like that, you know?
Yeah. Actually, speaking of pranks and all that, and, like, pretending to be, like, a walker, you know, it'd be great. Like, they want impractical jokers kind of set up.
Yeah.
Have a couple of mates, you have to fucking force him to say something.
Oh, yeah.
I love impractical jokers. Yeah. It stops.
That's so funny. I did something similar to that. It was basically,
I was thinking the fucking, what's it called? The petition. The one he done with Kane, it reminds me of Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
That's definitely something out of Impractical Jokers.
Oh, yeah. I think I did get that off Impractical Jokers. Now that I think about it.
Actually, who lost? It wasn't you, wasn't. I know Kane won it. Oh, what's the other fella's name? So,
Greg?
Yeah. Did he lose you?
I think so, yeah. I haven't seen him.
He should have done a punishment. Something like that.
Yeah, but I think that video was so fucking half-arsed. Like, I remember, like, because that was one of the very first videos I did. Like, I remember fucking, there was something about that video that, like, at the end of the video, we were just like, there was no time to fucking do any a punishment. So we just had to say, I think at the end I said someone won 500 quid, but it was the biggest lie ever.
Keane must be listening to it and he'd be snapping. Oh, yeah. Where's my 500 quid?
Fuming.
Yeah, but, fucking bombarding you with texts and all.
Yeah. It's like, oh, where's that 500 quid? I think I actually said it in the video, we got 500 quid, but I think I remember telling him I was like, you're not getting it, like, you know? Because, I was like, this would look sick for a tile and stuff like that, you know? But I did something, the kind of closest thing to an Impractical Joker thing I probably did, which was actually decent enough, was a fake walkie-talkie thing. So I pretended to work somewhere and I was like, one of my mates from school, actually, he doesn't even do fucking social media, he just asked me, do you want to do it and stuff. So basically I had him on the walkie-talkie pretending he's the manager, and I go up to him and be like, oh, my manager's on the walkie-talkie, like, and he'd be like, here, you fucking smelly prick, would you put on a mask, like, and all this shit. And then there was a guy who was wearing like these sandals and his toes were hanging out and he had like these real long toenails. So I was telling him on the thing, I was like, oh, here, this guy, your long ass toenails and stuff. And he was like, oh, here, mate, like, I can smell your toes from the office. Can you just fucking put some shoes on and stuff? And he was fuming. That's the closest Impractical Jokers thing I probably would have done. But I might do that again. Like, that was funny. Like,
oh, definitely do it again.
Yeah, that was a funny one. Like,
yeah, get the old band back together.
Yeah. He definitely won't do that again.
And do a punishment this time, like, some serious punishment.
Yeah, I'd have to think of something now.
I'll tell you off camera, actually, because I think I have an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not going to say it here. Well, anyway, we'll wrap this up now.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
we've been fucking rambling on and all that. It's been a great episode, by the way.
Yeah, we fucking talked about fucking a lot of shit.
It's different, like, compared to other podcasts where I had guests on, because I just ask them. I don't want to say it's an interview, but it's more like an interview. I just ask them about, how'd you get started and shit like that. We didn't really do that. I just had a chat.
Nah, man, you just know what? Like, sometimes I don't. I only did one podcast. I don't do too many podcasts, to be honest. But
that's such a shame. I thought that was the first podcast.
Oh no, it's not the first. I did one ages ago, and I was pretty poor. Like, it was really just a kind of an interviewy thing. But like, sometimes they can just feel like too fake. Like, you know, so like, if you just sit down and have a little chat, like, you know, it's probably better for like people to listen to, like, because sometimes they don't give they don't really care where you're coming from, like, you know, they just want to hear topical things.
Yeah, definitely took that from Joe Rogan. Like, Joe Rogan fucking chats to people for like 3 hours.
Yeah, man.
And the conversation's so engaging, like, he keeps people listening for 3 hours straight.
Yeah, and he doesn't really do interviews, like, they just chat about things, and things pop up and all that stuff, you know, rather than having like, so when did you start, and like, why did you start, and like, you know, like everyone's kind of heard these questions before, you know.
Yeah, true, yeah. But anyway, we're at this up now before we go on any more tangents, alright? So, we'll see you next time, guys. See you later. Bye-bye. Tell the world and send me, I'd be here cause me want freedom, want freedom. Tell the world and send me, want freedom, come, want freedom, want freedom. Tell the world and send me, want freedom.